serious emotional and social consequences. Hearing loss is not a harmless condition. Untreated hearing loss can lead to depression, social withdrawal, isolation, and paranoia. In fact, people with untreated hearing loss are twice as likely to have depression, and the worse the hearing, the higher the incidence of depression. I'm Dr. Barbara Burns with AccuQuest Hearing Centers. Common excuses for not being tested are, my hearing isn't bad enough yet, or I get by. Stay in touch with your loved ones and friends. Please call 660-826-0180 to schedule a free, no-obligation hearing test. Improve your quality of life. Come hear what a difference hearing aids can make in your life. Hear what you're missing. AccuQuest Hearing Centers of Marshall, Sedalia, and Boonville. We don't just sell hearing aids. We sell satisfaction.
At CFM Insurance, we're changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers. Today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. Trust in tomorrow. Log on to cfmmutual.com and find a local agent near you today. That's cfmmutual.com. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
We are back once again with Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO, and once again, here's Lou Michaels.
All right, Larry. Well, the Slater Lady Wildcats, they were taking part in the Otterville Holiday Classic. That actually started last Friday, and they were in the seventh place game tonight against Lincoln. And we're joined by Coach Bob Gonzalez of the Lady Wildcats, who recently took over the reins of the Slater girls once again. Coach Gonzalez, glad to hear from you. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, the Otterville tournament got underway last Friday. You were seeded seventh, and you played the host school, Otterville, to kick off the tournament last Friday. How did that one go for your squad?
Well, we got beat 64-37 that game, but you know, Otterville's an experienced team, and they came out and showed that they're going to get us rattled early. And we played with them about a quarter and a half, two quarters. But we fought hard against Otterville, but I think in the end their experience kind of took over. But it wasn't without a lack of effort on our part.
So you turned around and were in the losers bracket action again last Saturday, and you faced Kingsville in that one. They took you to overtime, and they beat you 54-52, so sounds like that one was a lot closer. And you got a couple of good scoring performances in that game. Emily Grimes had 19, and I believe Abby Ulick had a dozen for you.
Yeah, we definitely played a lot better that game, and we actually had them down double digits, you know, and, you know, defensively, we're doing things well, doing a better job rebounding, and the girls were really excited. And, you know, I think we learned a tough lesson that night that you got to play for four quarters because, you know, we fought hard, lost by two in overtime, but I mean, I was just really proud of their effort, and I thought that we turned the corner in reference to, you know, minding the playing team defense and only points rebounded to give ourselves a chance. Emily did have a good shooting night that time with 19. Abby Ulick had 12. Maddie Bueller had 9 points, 11 rebounds, 2 charges that game. Jenna Hill, Riley Meyer, Craig Richards, Samara Squires, they really stepped up and chipped in and helped us give us a chance to win, even though we did lose in overtime.
So you played Friday and Saturday last week at the Otterville tournament, and then you were off until today when you faced Lincoln for seventh place honors over at Otterville. Between the game last Saturday and today, did you get a couple good practices in?
Yeah, and we really, you know, during the Christmas break, we really worked hard on our defense, individual defense and team defense and rebounding. And I think the girls have really bought into knowing the importance of playing defense and rebounding, and much improved over the three games in the Otterville tournament. And then after their second loss to Kingsville, you know, we're going to not forget about defense rebound, but work a little more offense. And, you know, we worked on a lot of offense this last two or three days of practice. And tonight I thought the defense was probably one of our best efforts. You know, anytime you hold a team of 39, you're going to have a good chance to win. But, you know, Riley Myers is the only senior, and we're basically made up of sophomores and freshmen. And when, as young teams do, you know, close games late in the fourth quarter, you know, you kind of get in a hurry, set a screen up, and shoot past the dribble. Maybe you have people a hot potato, which is able to go do some turnovers. But it was a close, hard-fought game, and, you know, it stung. You know, it stung us, but, you know, we can't give up. We've got to continue to work and look to improve. And, you know, that's an area that we can really improve on is our offense in terms of just being in the right place and just not getting in a hurry. And no one understands as a coach that it's going to take some time. But I'm real proud of the girls. My varsity team, I mentioned some girls. Donnan Hager's another one. Lydia Stevenson, Kinley Smith, that rounds out our varsity. But just real proud of the girls in terms of their effort and their willingness to be coachable and want to get better. And, you know, we got a ways to go, but we're making strides, and it's definitely been positive.
Yeah, talking about that game tonight that you had against Lincoln, that also went to overtime, and they beat you by 39-36. Looks like you didn't have anyone in double figures, but you got 9 points from Emily Grimes, 9 points from Maddie Bueller, 8 from Abby Ulick, and those are the girls that you're going to look to for a lot of your scoring the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I would just, you know, you can't make every shot, and, you know, at times, like I say, we're just really young, you know, and they kind of struggle with that. The missed shots might get to them, but we got to learn how to play through the adversity they have on the basketball court, whether you make it whistle for a foul that might have been iffy, or, you know, you missed a shot. You got to play through, and you got to keep fighting. And we've been in two close overtime games the last two games, and we've had our chances. You know, that's all we can ask of it. Is give yourself a chance in the fourth quarter. We haven't gotten it done. You know, missed some free throws, made some mistakes, but all that can be correctable. And like I said, I'm just real proud of their effort. And hopefully, you know, we keep our heads up and continue to grow.
Talking with Bob Gonzalez, girls coach over at Slater. Busy week coming up for the Lady Wildcats after taking part in the Otterville Holiday Classic. Back to regular season play for your squad next week. Monday night, you host Fayette, and while they're no longer one of your conference opponents, that's a good geographical rivalry that Slater and Fayette have going, so that should be an exciting doubleheader at your place on Monday night. KMMO will be over there to cover the girls and boys games that you're going to play with Fayette, so I'm sure that'll be a good test for your team.
Definitely. We got a three-game week next week. We play Fayette at home, which is beating us once already. And, you know, they're coached by former Marshall Jeff Martin, does a good job. So I'm sure they're going to be ready. We can turn around and hit the road to Cairo on Tuesday. Team that's in the top of our conference. And then the other first-place team, I believe, is Madison. We play them on Friday. But it doesn't get easier, and, you know, we got to understand that. And, you know, Nothing's gonna be easy. You want that? You got to work for it, and you got to keep your composure and keep your head, be confident. So, it's just gonna be challenging for us every game each night out. But, you know, as long as we keep working and improving, you know, and the girls keep listening, and we're trying to play together both ends of the court, and, you know, we'll make sure that hopefully, you know, kind of figure things out a little better, you know, by the end of this month and into February and going to the district tournament.
Well, Coach Gonzalez, we appreciate the call on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Tough luck tonight. in that game against Lincoln, but we'll have another round ball wrap-up next Friday night. I'd love to get a call from you and hear about your games against Fayette, Cairo, and Madison.
We'll do it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night, Coach.
Bye.
Bob Gonzalez, head coach of the Slater Lady Wildcats. They were in the seventh-place game tonight at the Otterville Holiday Classic, and they come up short in overtime by a final of 39-36, as I mentioned. They will be on KMMO's Game of the Week next Monday when they have a doubleheader at home against Fayette. Then they go to Cairo Tuesday night and host Madison next Friday. And Larry, as I mentioned, while Fayette and Slater are no longer in the same conference, they're still geographical rivals, and I think that gymnasium will be packed Monday night over at Slater. Whenever Fayette comes to town, that'll be a great atmosphere for a basketball game on Monday night.
Yeah, that's right. Whether it be football or basketball, there's always been a good rivalry between the two schools, and they've played a lot of close games in both sports, and I would say that it's more than likely that's going to turn out next week.
Yep, and KMMO will be covering that Slater-Fayette doubleheader on Monday night. We will take a break, and round ball wrap-up will be right back on KMMO.
From a complete install from both furnace and air conditioning to repair or just simply check your furnace, give H&S Heating and Cooling a call in Marshall. Keep your existing furnace clean and inspected will do two things. It will make you run more efficient, which saves you money on your utility bills and extend the life of your furnace as well. Whether you need a simple checkup, a repair, or a new heating and cooling system, call me Harold, owner of H&S Heating and Cooling in Marshall at 660-815-1563. That's 660-815-1563.
Tired of using expensive check cashing services because you're having problems qualifying for a checking account? Then you need Start Fresh Checking from Wooden Houston Bank with a free Visa debit card, free bill pay, and free direct deposit. Wooden Houston Bank, member FDIC. Rebuild your financial strength and eliminate check cashing fees with Wooden Houston Bank's Start Fresh Checking, a traditional checking account with all the extras you deserve. Because we believe everyone deserves a fresh start. Wooden Houston Bank, member FDIC.
Your voice lets them know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Russell Kirby and Slater, Daryl Eckerly in Pilot Grove, or Terry Townsend in Marshall.
Farmers know the benefits of Liberty Link. For a new Liberty Link option this year, consider Vantage brand seeds. Vantage Seed is a new exciting brand offered to growers. Vantage Seed is selected and bred for success in our varying soils with a large maturities range. Vantage Seed brings a great lineup of soybeans to the market, great genetics, and top-notch performance at an affordable price. Vantage Seed, your advantage in the field. Available through Bartlett Grain and Marshall. Contact Jonathan Durham at 886-7077.
A wise man once said, keep it simple. But if you are managing a long-term disease or multiple medications, simple seems out of reach. Red Cross Pharmacy has been working to simplify your wellness management for years with programs like Elite Care, Custom Care, and Medication Therapy Management. Now they've simplified their website, redcrosspharmacy.com, and made it mobile-friendly. So wherever you are, it's simple to manage your prescriptions. Red Cross Pharmacy, our family caring for yours.
Red Cross Pharmacy has no affiliation with the American Red Cross.
Welcome back to the Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. And now here's your show host, Lou Michaels.
Thanks, Larry. And coaches, we welcome your phone calls at 886-7422, 1-800-727-5666. Taking a look at some of the tournament action from tonight. We wait for some of the results. At the New Franklin tournament, they were playing the seventh place and consolation games today and tonight. On the girls' side, West Rand took on Prairie Home for seventh place honors, and Sweet Springs and Fayette were set to meet for consolation. And then on the boys' side, Pilot Grove took on Sturgeon for seventh place, and West Rand was set to face off against Tipton for consolation. They're going to play the third and first place games tomorrow over at New Franklin. The annual Marceline Hoops Tournament got underway on Tuesday, and they are still in bracket play. All of their trophy games are set for tomorrow. On the girls' side, Macon will play for the championship. Marceline will play for third, and Schuyler County will play for consolation. There were three more games, or actually two more games, over there tonight at Marceline. Meadville took on Milan, loser's bracket game, winner to advance to the consolation game. The loser would be eliminated. And then South Shelby and Glasgow in a winner's bracket game over at Marceline, with the winner to play for the championship, the loser to go to the third place game. On the boys' side, we know that Milan will play for the title. Putnam County will be in the third place game. And Glasgow, the Yellow Jackets, will play for consolation tomorrow over at Marceline. Two boys' matchups, Meadville against Macon on the winner's side, and South Shelby against Marceline in the loser's bracket. So that's what's going on at the Marceline tournament. Six trophy games tomorrow, and the first one will get underway at noon. The Stover Invitational, that began last Saturday with eight first-round games, and then they took Tuesday off, as well as Monday, for the holiday. They played the girls' second-round games Wednesday night and the boys' second-round games last night, and they were scheduled to play four trophy games tonight and four more tomorrow. All girls' trophy games are tonight over at Stover. It's Lakeway and Jamestown for seventh place, Stover and Green Ridge for consolation, Tuscumbia and Cole Camp playing for third place, and Holden and Stoutland, the number one and number two seeds respectively, will play for the championship. That game was set to start around 9 o'clock, so hopefully we'll have all those results from Stover in before the end of the show. So we know that the Lincoln girls beat Slater in overtime for 7th place over at Otterville. And they were playing all of the girls' trophy games tonight as well over at Otterville. Northwest to Hughesville, set to play Kingsville for consolation. Bunston and Lamont for third place honors, and Smithton against Otterville for the championship. Again, the one and two seeds battling it out for the title at Otterville. So that brings you up to date with some of the action at some of the area tournaments. And we have another coach on the line. So it's Dylan Young over at Slater. So we heard from Coach Gonzalez, the Slater boys, also participating in the Otterville Holiday Classic. And let me just grab my bracket here. The Slater boys were seated second over at Otterville, so they took on Lamont last Friday to open things up, and they got a 20-point win, 75-55. Coach Young, we appreciate the call on Round Ball Wrap-Up. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. So as I mentioned, you're in the Otterville Holiday Classic, and you were the number two seed. Got things going last Friday against Lamont, and you beat them 75-55. You had three players in double figures, so sounds like a pretty good effort by your team last Friday against Lamont.
Yeah, we kind of struggled in the first half. We were only up 29-27 at halftime, which, you know, that goes back to a two-week layoff that we had. But we really had a good, nice second half, and Chandler Zibel played really well off the bench for us that night.
Yeah, he led you with 20, and then you got 19 from Keyshawn White, and Aiden Campbell chipped in with 11.
Yeah, both Chandler, I'm going to go back to him. He had 17 of his 20 points in the second half. He came up big for us. Unfortunately, we had an ankle injury with Keegan Zibel happen right after the third quarter, right at the start of the third quarter, and Chandler really picked up the slack from there.
And so you took on Smithton in the second round. of the Otterville tournament. That was on Wednesday, and that game went to overtime, and you came up just a little bit short, 88-85. Sounds like it was a pretty exciting game, though.
Yeah, it was a good game all the way through. We had a really nice first half. I think we were up 13 going into halftime, and they cut it to 10 going into the fourth, and they battled back. They hit big threes late, and it was back and forth. At the end of the fourth, we had a chance to win it at the buzzer, and the shot went in and out, and then a kid made a nice half-court shot to beat us in overtime.
And a good game for Keyshawn White as he finished with 33.
Yeah, he had a great game. He really picked it up in the second half, and he was able to get to the rim and really lead us.
So you will be in the third-place game over at Otterville tomorrow, and you will take on Northwest Hughesville. They were seeded fifth in the tournament. And what do you know about that Northwest Hughesville team?
Northwest, they're a lot better than their record indicates. You know, they're playing really well. You know, I think they're maybe 2-9 right now, but they're a lot better than that. I watched them play Lincoln the other night, and they played with Lincoln and had their chance to beat them the other night. So it's going to be a really tough task for us tomorrow to bounce back and be ready to go, because if not, Northwest is going to really play well. I expect them to play well against us.
And then you get back into regular season play next week. Busy week for the Wildcats. You host Fayette on Monday night, then you go to Cairo Tuesday night, and then Madison at your place next Friday. I was talking a little bit with Coach Gonzalez. While Slater and Fayette are no longer in the same conference, they're still geographical rivals, and that should be a great atmosphere over at Slater next Monday when Fayette comes into town.
Yeah, I expect that place to be rocking on Monday. Fayette's got a great team. I've got to see them a couple times. They're well coached, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great task for our kids, you know, to come out. I mean, from here on out in January, it's going to be tough for us.
And after that game against Fayette on Monday night, then you have two big conference games right after that. You go to Cairo Tuesday, and then Madison comes to your place Friday next week.
Yeah, Cairo's last time we've seen them, they unfortunately had an injury, and I think they've been struggling a little bit from that, but they're still a good team. That's a hard place to play at. And then Madison on Friday, we played them in the Glasgow tournament, and they were beating us for three quarters, and I think we won by 12 that night, and they're a really good ball club too.
Talking with Dylan Young, the boys coach over at Slater. They will be in the third place game tomorrow at the Otterville Holiday Classic against Northwest Hughesville. They knocked off Lamont in the opening round of that tournament last Friday, 75-55, and then lost a tough one in overtime to Smithton in the second round, 88-85. Wildcats 7-4 on the season. And again, Northwest Hughesville will be their opponent for third place honors tomorrow over at Otterville. Coach Young, always good to hear from you on the Round Ball Wrap-Up. And give us a call next Friday night. Let us know how your squad did against Fayette, Cairo, and Madison.
Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you all on Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. That's Dylan Young with the Slater Wildcats. Again, they will be playing for third place at the Otterville tournament tomorrow against Northwest Hughesville. Another break, and Round Ball Wrap-Up will continue in just a moment on KMMO.
Insurance? It's about people, not things. It's about security. It's about confidence. It's about relationships. It's about trust. It's about you. Naught Naught Agency, your local independent agent, can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Give the people you love safe, sound, secure protection from auto owners insurance. Naught Naught Agency.
For all your insurance needs.
Peak Sport and Spine is Missouri's largest provider of outpatient orthopedic physical therapy services. I'm Jamie Case, staff physical therapist. Peak Sport and Spine is ready to meet your physical therapy needs using the latest manual and soft tissue techniques to help you regain your optimum level of function. We see everyone from the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. We also specialize in worker compensation, helping you get back to your job as quickly and safely as possible. So if your physician prescribes physical therapy, choose Peak Sport and Spine. You can see us locally in Sedalia, Fayette, California, and Marshall, or visit us on the web at peaksportspine.com.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion to be part of a bigger picture.
This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, get a Kubota RTV and take advantage of low-rate, long-term financing. See Mark or Tom Butner at Marshall Service Company, 1714 Commerce Drive in Marshall, or call 886-3011. That's 886-3011.
LaCrosse Lumber in Marshall carries Larson Lifestyle doors. Each door has a Duratec finish over a solid core that provides weather resistance. Larson Lifestyle doors also come with a magnetic weather stripping that seals like a fridge to keep it comfy no matter what the weather. With matching handles inside and out, a 10-year warranty protection, and a price tag of only $244, you can't go wrong with Larson Lifestyle doors from LaCrosse Lumber. Where military members get a 10% discount. LaCrosse Lumber, 152 West Morgan in Marshall. Installation is available.
We need a new water softener.
I'm on it.
Dude.
Oh.
Don't do it yourself.
Hey, Culligan man.
With the Culligan Whole House Water Softening System, you get better water and expert service. The only water that comes with the Culligan man.
Call your local Culligan man today at 660-827-2770 or go to Culligan.com for a free water analysis. Again, that's 660-827-2770 today.
Welcome back to the Roundball Wrap up on KMMO. I'm Larry Smith, and now here's Lou Michaels.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. And again, coaches, we welcome your phone calls at 886-7422, 1-800-727-5666. We talked about some of the matchups in the area tournaments tonight. Let's take a look at some of the regular season play. The Marshall Owls, they were on the road at Boonville. They pick up a big conference win tonight, 59-45. Other boys-only matchups from around the area, Grain Valley went to Odessa. Oak Grove hosted Pleasant Hill. Harrisonville went to Excelsior Springs. St. Pius X entertained Clinton. Kansas City Center went to Warrensburg. New Bloomfield entertained Centralia. And then some boy-girl doubleheaders. Those included Lawson at North Platte, also Hardin Central at Tina Avalon, Brunswick at Hale, Keatsville at Higbee, Northwestern at Mendon hosted Grundy County, Sedalia Smith Cotton hosted St. Michael the Archangel, Leeton went to Windsor, and I think we said Lawson was at North Platte. Some girls-only matchups, the Marshall Lady Owls went to Columbia to face Battle. Also, Moberly traveled to Helias, Centralia. Their girls hosted Harrisburg. St. Pius X went to Clinton, Nevada, welcomed in Warrensburg, and the Chillicothe girls hosted St. Joseph LeBlanc. So those are some of the score. Those are some of the games we'll be hoping to get scores for a little later on. Also, one tournament we didn't mention, the Tri-County Conference Tournament being hosted this week by School of the Osage. Their girls and boys 7th and 5th place games were played last night, and they're getting ready to wrap up that tournament tonight with four more trophy games, starting off with the girls' 3rd place game that was set to be Southern Boone against Blair Oaks, and then for boys' 3rd place honors, the host school Osage was matched up against Southern Boone, and then the two title games tonight on the girls' side, the number one seed California against the second seed Osage, and then the number one, number two seeds on the boys' side also going to play for a title over at the Tri-County Conference Tournament. That's Hallsville against Blair Oaks. So those are some of the matchups around the area tonight. All right, well, we will check the ticker once again, see if we've gotten any more scores to report. And the round ball wrap-up will be right back on KMMO.
Leads often run the risk of strain or injury. It's good to know that Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services is on your team. Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services provides outpatient physical therapy, many highly specialized certified techniques designed to put athletes back at the top of their game. So when your doctor prescribes outpatient physical therapy, remember Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services is close by for adult, pediatric, and athletic physical rehabilitation. Learn more at Fitzgibbon.org.
Let's see if you qualify for preferred auto insurance. Are you age 22 or older? Have you gone over 5 years without a ticket or an accident? Maintained consistent auto insurance coverage for the past 6 months? If you can answer yes to these questions, you may qualify for preferred driver rates. I'm Robin with Lime Cooler Insurance Services in Marshall. We have several companies offering preferred rates on your auto insurance. Why pay more? Call 886-9775 or stop by our office at 450 West Boyd Street in Marshall. Let Lime Cooler Insurance show you that service is our priority.
Lumberyard specializes in lumber. Eye doctors specialize in eye care. Ag dealers specialize in combines. Well, it only makes sense for your small engine needs. Go to a specialist. Davis Lawn Equipment is a specialist in small engine sales and service. It's all they do. Rob Davis sells anything from mowers to trimmers to chainsaws, blowers, and more. And Davis Lawn Equipment has a full-service shop to handle repairs. Ever try to get service work from a discount store? Good luck. For all your small engine needs, whether it's sales or service, see Rob Davis at Davis Lawn Equipment in Marshall.
ConAgra, your local producers of kid cuisine, cafe steamers, banquet frozen dinners, and banquet pot pies, is constantly developing innovative programs to deliver on the promise of being a good citizen in all communities they're located. They're committed to making great food for generations to come. ConAgra strives to create stronger communities and a better planet. Their employees across the nation volunteer in many ways in all communities they serve. ConAgra and Marshall, a great place to work.
Whirlpool equals quality, and Charlie's Appliance Sales and Service in Marshall is your one-stop Whirlpool headquarters. Need a refrigerator? At Charlie's Appliance Sales and Service, you'll find unbeatable prices on top and bottom mount freezers with or without ice makers and water. Plenty of side-by-sides to choose from, and even French door-style refrigerators. A variety of colors are available, including sleek stainless steel. Deliveries available, as is financing with approved credit. Charlie's Sales and Service at 450 West Boyd in Marshall, your Whirlpool headquarters.
We are back once again with the Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO, and once again, Lou Michael.
Thanks, Larry. Well, mentioned the Marshall boys. They won a big conference game on the road tonight at Boonville, 59-45. The Marshall Lady Owls, they were in Columbia tonight for a non-conference game against Battle, and they come out on top in that one, 51-38. And right now we got Paul Alberson, head coach of the Lady Owls, on the line. Coach, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Doing all right. So you went to Battle tonight, and you beat them 51-38. Tell us a little bit about the game. Did you get off to a good start?
Got off to a pretty good start. Really been working on going back to the basics, doing some things fundamentally right. And, you know, they came out tonight and did exactly what we've been working on. We penetrated the ball a lot more. We really worked hard crashing the boards, you know, so a lot of good things there. Knocked down some outside shots, and the free throws is really what set the game apart. I think we were 20-for-25 from the line, so not too bad of a night shooting free throws.
And you had three players in double figures. Taylor Crawford led you with 15. Cassidy Hine had 14, and Alyssa Acalon had 11. It's good to see that balanced scoring in the book, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. You know, like I said, we've got back to basics and got everybody contributing a little bit. Lexi Bloomhorst had a really good game defensively. You know, and Lissa, I think I'll have to go back and check our stats, but I'm pretty sure she had a double-double with 10 rebounds tonight, too. And if you know her, she's about 5'2", so her getting in there really crashing the boards, you know, found a way to pull down some rebounds. But, you know, if we can get somebody that small getting us boards, then, you know, hopefully that'll feed over to our bigger girls.
I know over the holiday break you went up to the NCMC shootout at Trenton and you took on Southwest Livingston County, and believe they beat you last Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah. We came out of the gates real slow. We spotted them, I think, 15 points in the first quarter, and then after we got settled in, we played pretty close with them the next three quarters, but just couldn't overcome that 15 points that we let them get ahead in the first quarter.
So Lady Owls are sitting at 6-4 on the year, and looks like you're off until next Friday when you take on Kirksville. Big conference game at your place?
Yes, sir.
All right. What are you going to work on between then and now?
We still want to get better at crashing the boards. Still had a few too many turnovers, but it is getting better. So we're just going to continue with what we've been working on the past week and really try to fine-tune that. And I think once we keep moving in the right direction on those little things, then good things are going to come.
Paul Alberson, our guest on the Round Ball Wrap-Up. The Marshall Lady Owls go into Columbia tonight, knock off Battle 51-38 to improve to 6-4 on the season. And they're off until next Friday when they host NCMC conference rival Kirksville. Coach Alberson, always good to hear from you on the Round Ball Wrap-Up. And I'd love to talk with you again next Friday night after your game against Kirksville.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us.
All right. You have a good night, Coach.
Hey, you too. Thank you very much.
All right. Big win tonight for the Marshall Lady Owls, 51-38 over Battle to run their record to 6-4 on the year. Let's take another break, and the Round Ball Wrap-Up will be back in just a moment on KMMO.
Have you ever heard that song that was written about Community Bank and Marshall? You know, the one that says, "Where everybody knows your name"? I bet you thought that was for a TV show. I'm Christina Case with Community Bank. When you enter a bank, you want a warm greeting. You want to have a personal relationship with your banker. That's what you'll find at Community Bank. Knowledgeable, personable employees that want to get to know you. Come to Community Bank and Marshall, where you'll find community banking the way it was meant to be. Member FDIC.
The financial decisions that you make are some of the most important decisions of your life. The Bank of Odessa is the solution to your banking needs. They are a full-service bank offering home, auto, and personal loans, along with business and agricultural loans. Established in 1880, the Bank of Odessa is Lafayette County's largest bank, offering some of the highest rates around on deposits. You can bank with confidence at the Bank of Odessa with two convenient locations at 301 West Highway 40 and 201 South 2nd in Odessa. The Bank of Odessa, equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Electricity is the safest form of energy, but even safe energy should never be taken for granted, especially on farms where power lines run across property. Follow the 10-foot rule and stay at least 10 feet away in every direction from power lines, especially when working with farm equipment and machinery. West Central Electric Cooperative of Higginsville are proud to support our local farmers and the local agriculture community.
You're listening to KMMO AM and FM Marshall.
Meat is the main course at any table, formal dining to picnic tables, so make sure the meat you serve is the freshest available. Hi, I'm Stephanie Jennings with Jennings Premium Meats in New Franklin. Since 1954, our locally owned butcher shop has provided the freshest meat for your tables. Steaks, burgers, brats, smoked ham, or turkey are just a few of the items we carry at our retail location in New Franklin. If you love meat, you'll love Jennings, we guarantee. Find out more at JenningsPremiumMeats.com. We accept credit cards and EBT.
Water damage, smoke damage, mold remediation, or storm damage, Servpro in Columbia, Sedalia, and Marshall is ready to restore the beauty of your home or business when the unexpected happens. Since 1967, the certified staff has restored homes and businesses to pre-loss condition throughout mid-Missouri. Big jobs to small jobs will make the process less stressful. Servpro accepts most insurances and is the most trusted and experienced staff in the area. Available 24 hours a day for emergencies. Call 886-5194 for Servpro, and they'll make it like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Alma Building Supply has everything you need to complete those projects you've been putting off. From hardware to building supplies, you're covered. And now's the time to put in insulation. Whether you want batts or blown-in insulation, they have both and can even install it for you. If you have a job you want done right for the lowest price, then look to Alma Building Supply. Put their 20-plus years of experience to work for you. It wouldn't make any sense to go anywhere else. Alma Building Supply, where service never ends and the customer still comes first.
Welcome back to the Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Once again, here's Lou Michaels.
All right. Thank you, Larry. And again, coaches, love to hear from you. 1-800-727-5666. Or if you can't get through on that line, you can try 886 74-22. Well, we're waiting for more coaches to call. We've been joined in studio by Greg Schmidt. Can maybe take a look at some of the other tournaments going on in the area. The New Franklin tournament, as I mentioned, there are four trophy games being played tonight and four more tomorrow. It was West Rand Prairie Home for girls' seventh place, Pilot Grove taking on Sturgeon in the boys' seventh place game. Then for girls' consolation, Sweet Springs against Fayette. And then they were going to wrap things up with West Rand against Tipton for boys' consolation honors. Greg, four more games will wrap up that tournament tomorrow over at New Franklin. They'll be playing the third and first place games, just like they are over at Higginsville. Taking a look here, Sturgeon and New Franklin, they will open things up tomorrow. The Sturgeon-New Franklin girls will open things up tomorrow at 11:30 for third place honors, and then that'll be followed by Sweet Springs against Prairie Home for boys' third place, and then the two title games. It'll be a couple of good matchups, Pilot Grove against Tipton for the girls' title, and then Fayette against New Franklin. Those two are no strangers to each other. The Fayette-New Franklin boys will be playing for a title tomorrow at the New Franklin tournament.
Yeah, taking a look at the championship games especially, I see where Pilot Grove, the number four seed, was able to knock off Sturgeon in the semifinals last night. So top-seeded Sturgeon girls got beat, and they're relegated to having to play New Franklin for third place tomorrow morning at 11:30. So Pilot Grove girls have been coming on rather well as of late, and they're able to work their way into the championship game, taking on what's a very solid, very strong Tipton girls program. So Pilot Grove girls will have their hands full tomorrow when they take on Tipton. And the boys' championship game, no real surprise there. Fayette and New Franklin have already met twice this year, once in a regular season game just before Thanksgiving at New Franklin, which Fayette won, I think, by about 10 or 11 points. And then the championship game of the Glasgow tournament, they met each other right after the Thanksgiving break, and Fayette, I think, won that a very close game. I think won by 1 point on a late steal and a lay-in by Cale Polson. So when those two get together, Fayette-New Franklin, it's always a great matchup because they see each other once, twice, maybe three or four times during the course of a year. Two geographic rivals once again with New Franklin not that far from Fayette, so should be another great boys' championship game over at New Franklin tomorrow with them sort of indoctrinating the new gymnasium at New Franklin, first championship game ever to be held in the new gym at New Franklin. So we'll see how things shake out there tomorrow afternoon.
All right. And taking a look at the Otterville tournament, they had four trophy games today, all of them girls' games, and then they will have the four boys' trophy games tomorrow over at Otterville. We know that the Lincoln girls beat Slater in overtime for seventh place honors. Northwest of Hughesville was taking on Kingsville for consolation. Bunston and Lamont were matched up in the third place game, and the number one and number two seeds, respectively, Smithton and Otterville, playing for a title on the girls' side over at Otterville. And then tomorrow they will have four more trophy games. It begins at 11:30. Bunston will take on Kingsville in the seventh place game, and then the host school Otterville will face Lamont for consolation. And then the third place game, we heard from Coach Dylan Young just a few minutes ago. His Slater Wildcats are matched up against Northwest of Hughesville in that third place game over at Otterville. And then for the title, about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, a couple of Kasinger Conference rivals going at it. Lincoln against Smithton for the boys' championship over at Otterville.
Yeah, Lincoln lost a lot of talent last year off of last year's team, a team that won the Kasinger Conference tournament championship, I remember. They lost several of their top players, but apparently they've had some people step up and pick up the slack. They started the year pretty impressively by taking second in the Warsaw tournament, and they've gotten better and better since then. And they're going to be playing for a title tomorrow. They beat Bunston in the first round of that tournament, 66-39. That was back a week ago today, back on the 29th of December. And then this past Wednesday, They knocked off Northwest of Hughesville by 7, 68-61. So Lincoln lost a lot of people, but they got a lot of other people stepping up to take their place, filling in with their shoes, so to speak. So Lincoln's a good ball club. And then you look at the girls' championship game, Smithton girls. 3 years ago, Smithton girls didn't win a game all year. Very slowly but surely, they've been able to round themselves into a plus 500 team, better than 500 team, and now they're contending. They're going to be a factor, I think, in the Kasinger Conference regular season race, and now they're playing for a championship tomorrow at Otterville, taking on the host Otterville girls. So good test for Smithton. See how far that Smithton girls program has come after being a winless team, being winless 3 years ago. Now they're above 500. Now they're one of the better girls teams in the area, especially down there in the Kasinger Conference.
All right. Well, we just heard from Coach Paul Alberson. The Marshall girls get a win on the road tonight at Battle. The Marshall boys, they were on the road at Boonville, and they pick up a big conference win over the Pirates by a final of 59-41. And we're joined by Coach Jason Varner of the Marshall Owls. Coach, how you doing?
Good, Lou. How are you?
Doing all right. And I thought I heard Raymond say on the post-game show that it's been 2 or 3 years since your squad has beaten Boonville, so this was a very big win for your kids, especially on the road tonight.
Yeah, anytime we can go on the road and win a conference game, that's pretty big for us. We haven't been able to win there in the last couple of years, so last time in that building, it felt good to get a win.
Well, how did the game unfold tonight? Did you guys get off to a good start?
We did get off to a really good start. We were down 2 at the first quarter, but we were knocking down some shots and sharing the ball well, and our defense was absolutely great tonight. Second quarter, we kind of dominated and really took over.
And looks like Jalen Varner finished with 19. Jace Lance had 11. So looks like both Jalen and Jace had pretty good games for you tonight.
Yeah, we also had some other people step up. We had a few people scoring 7 and 6. But the real big thing was we rebounded the ball well. Gabe Lewis didn't score very much, but he had 13 rebounds, which is big for us. JC also played really good defense and had some assists. And guys came off the bench. We didn't take any slack there. They came in and they picked it up right where the guys that were in left off, and they played their butts off tonight.
Well, last Saturday, I know you went up to Trenton for the NCMC Holiday Hoop Shootout, and you took on Penny out of Hamilton, and you came up a little bit short in that one.
Yeah, that was our whole key this week. We wanted to get better defensively. I thought we came out, and we were standing, and we were watching, and we were waiting for other people to make play and get the stop. So we wanted to get back to playing team defense, and we came out tonight, and we played really well as a team all the way around.
And you got to turn right around, and you got a long bus trip up to St. Joe tomorrow to take on Benton. That's, about a 5 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night?
We play at 5:30, and it's about a 2-hour and probably 15-minute drive for us. So we got to get right back in the saddle tomorrow and get ready to roll.
And then I think you're off until next Friday when Kirksville comes to Marshall for a doubleheader?
That's absolutely right. Next Friday night, the 12th. We'll be in action again at home. It's going to feel good to play at home. We haven't been there in a while, so we hope people come out and support the kids and watch them play hard.
And I believe it'll be the second time you face Kirksville. Didn't you play them in the Marshall tournament first of the year?
Yes. Yeah, that was our first game of the year. We got a big win that night, so we've all played a few games. We've got a few games under our belt now. I'm sure they got a little better, and so did we, so it should be a pretty good matchup on Friday.
Jason Varner, our guest on Roundball Wrap-Up, as the Marshall Owl boys get a big road win, big conference win tonight at Boonville, final of 59-41. They will be on the road tomorrow at St. Joe Benton, and then next Friday they will host Kirksville, another big NCMC conference game for them. Coach Varner, always appreciate the call, and give us a ring next Friday night on Roundball Wrap-Up after that game against Kirksville.
I sure will. Thank you guys for supporting our kids. We really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night, Coach.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we're going to move right along. Of course, Greg Schmidt with us on Round Ball Wrap-Up. And Greg, you were over at the I-70 MRVC East Challenge at Higginsville tonight. You're calling the boys' consolation game between Lexington and Carrollton. The game right before that was Concordia against Knobnoster for seventh place, and the Concordia boys come out on top in that one, 51-47, and right now we got Brent Cooper, Concordia boys coach, on the line.
Yeah, they've been dividing action between the two gymnasiums there at Higginsville. They've been playing games in both the East Gym, which is the older gym over on the high school side of things, and then also some games in the West Gym over there on the junior high side. So it's impossible, I guess, to follow each and every game, as it turns out. We spent tonight watching games over in the East Gym, which is where the two boys' games were. You heard Lexington beat Carrollton in the boys' consolation game tonight by 14, 52-38. Prior to that, Concordia Orioles, after losing a couple of games this week to MRVC East schools, they notch a win against an MRVC East team tonight. They lost Tuesday to Higginsville, 62-50. They lost last night to Lexington, 60-45. But the Orioles snap a three-game losing streak and hold off Knobnoster tonight, 51-47. As Lou said, we've got Brent Cooper, the head coach of the Orioles, with us. Coach, hey, congratulations. Tough week for you guys. I know you guys played well at times Tuesday in your loss to Higginsville and didn't fare so well last night in your loss to Lexington. Good to get a big W tonight and snap that losing streak against what's a pretty athletic Knobnoster team. Good win, I thought, for you guys, snapping the losing streak.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I agree. We had some good moments at times during the tournament, but obviously didn't play as well and didn't finish like we'd like to have. We played with Higginsville Tuesday night, and then they pulled away late in the game. And then Lexington, we were actually up about 7 or 8 points with a couple of minutes to go in the third quarter, and they turned up the intensity and got after us, and we kind of folded. So it's kind of disappointed in our finishing up. On Lexington last night, I thought we had a pretty good opportunity to win that one, and I know Knob is without probably their leading scorer tonight, but Coach Fox does a great job. His kids play really hard, and have a lot of respect for them and his program. They play good defense, and they are athletic, like you said, and they've got a young group, and they're improving every day.
Yeah, in the games I've seen you play, it looks like you'll play pretty well for 3 or 4 minutes and look good, and then not so good for 3 or 4 minutes. And I guess at the root of it all to me is the fact that sometimes you don't handle the ball very well, and the lack of being able to handle the ball, I think, sometimes leads to transitional buckets for the other team. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, we have our moments for sure. Kind of spotty at times, and we kind of tried to hope we would power through for a lot of those problems that we had last year, being so young and inexperienced, and thought this year that we'd proven. And we have at times, but then, like you said, we have a tendency to get a little rattled at times and not make the best decisions and can cost us. And unfortunately, you can't have those 6 or 8 point spurts within a minute or so. It kind of can change momentum, hard to get it back.
I thought you finished better tonight. I thought around the bucket, close to the bucket, I thought you finished, got buckets when you needed to from close range. I thought Cameron Kelly maybe had one of his better games of the year tonight, at least what I saw. He ended up with 16 for you tonight. Matt Gatewood had 21. I thought Kelly, for the most part, was pretty efficient this evening, especially offensively.
Yeah, Cameron played well tonight, and he did a really good job on their big kid inside as well, holding him to 6 points because he's a pretty solid post player, so nice player. So I was pleased with him offensively and defensively, and I thought that, as you said, he did a good job finishing. I thought that, we got the lead late and kind of held on to it for a while. I think it was maybe as much 14, and they made a run ass like they did last time we played them, too. We were only 2 for 6 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, which could have wouldn't have made it quite as interesting at the end, but then they hit a couple threes, and Brinker kid hit 7 threes against us tonight, so he was on fire and really kept them in the game. Caleb.
You were ahead, I think, at one stage in the fourth quarter, 47-33, and then they outscored you 14-4 the last few minutes to get within 4 at the very end. I kind of got the feeling late in the game, Coach, you were kind of playing not to lose as opposed to playing trying to win the game. Looked like the kids at times out there this evening were playing not to lose, and that sort of helped Knobnoster work their way back into the game and make it as close as they did.
It did, and then when you're trading zero or maybe one free throw for two or three another, and it didn't take long to catch up either. So, but you know, they met a little adversity and found a way to pull it out. So proud of them for that, and won't have to hear about that 12 game losing streak at the tournament anymore. I've been hearing all week, so we're glad to get that one off our back.
Yeah, it's been a 4-year losing streak, I think, for the Orioles in this tournament, finishing last each of the last 3 years. But you kind of got that monkey off your back tonight, and you won a close game. That was a problem for your ball club last year, winning close games. So you win a 4-pointer tonight, so looks like you're turning the corner in that regard.
Yeah, I hope so. We've won some close games this year, and like I said, it's the biggest losing streak we had, 3 games in a row. We knew we were going to. We're getting into our better part of our schedule. I mean, of our 13 games we've played, eight Class 3 schools, so and we're 5-3 against them. So we don't feel too disappointed about that. And a lot of improvement over last year. I think last year had 7 wins, so we're already surpassed that number. Just wasn't sure we were going to get there because it took us a little while. But hopefully we can get momentum going, get in the conference season starting next week and Wellington tournament.
Yeah, you start
with St. Paul's at the end of the month, and then you never know what February has in store.
Yeah, you start conference play next week. You've got 2 road games. You go to Crestridge on Tuesday. You go to Lone Jack on Friday. On the road, those will be 2 very good tests for your ball club. You played Crestridge, I know, in the conference tournament a month ago over at Wellington. I think you won that in overtime by 3. So on the road at Crestridge, you'll have your hands full, obviously, with the Schmidley kid on Tuesday night.
Right, yeah. Crestridge is a very, very good team. They're very young, and they've got a lot of young kids that have a lot of ability. They're going to be really solid with another year or 2 experience for sure, and definitely somebody that we're going to have to play our best game to compete with. And same thing with Lone Jack. I think they had, I saw maybe a 2-point game last night between those two. So those 2 quality clubs, beating them on the road is going to be tough, but hopefully we can. And as I said, get into the Wellington tournament, we'll see some more good teams there.
Concordia Orioles notch a win tonight. They salvage a win for the week. The 7th place game, they knock off Knob Noster tonight by a score of 51-47. Orioles are 8-5. Conference games for Concordia next week, on the road at Crestridge Tuesday, on the road at Lone Jack Friday. We'll have another round ball wrap-up show next Friday night, Coach, on KMMO. So after that long, long trip to Lone Jack, feel free to give us a call next Friday night. We'd be glad to talk with you again about Concordia basketball.
Sounds good, Greg. Appreciate it much.
Appreciate it. Thank you much. That's Brent Cooper, head coach of the Concordia Orioles. His team wins tonight 51-47 as you're listening here to Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO.
And we will take another break, and we have a couple more coaches on the line. We'll get to them right after this on Round Ball Wrap-Up.
Living well is important to our health. If you have a medical problem, go to Live Well Community Health Centers in Buckner, Carrollton, Concordia, and Waverly. Whether it's diabetes, wellness, mental health, or even dental care, Live Well Community Health Centers are there for you. If you currently have no insurance, ask about their sliding fee scale. The Live Well Community Health Centers are part of HCC of Rural Missouri. For more information, go to livewellcenters.org, or to contact a clinic near you, call 1-877-344-3572.
Oh yeah, it's cold outside, but the hot deals at C&R Markets will warm you up with boneless, skinless chicken breasts, $1.48 a pound. Choice certified Angus beef. Kansas City strip steaks, $5 each. Best Choice 24-ounce cottage cheese, $1.48. Select General Mills cereals, $1.98. And 3-pound bags of clementines, only $3.88. Check out our mega meat sale all week long, featuring certified Angus beef and Smithfield prime pork for the best meat in town. From everyone at C&R Markets, we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Do you need to update your crop insurance? Come see me, Darren Paul, at Paul Insurance, LLC. We currently service farmers in over 20 counties. We specialize in conventional and organic crop insurance and offer coverage for hay and pasture ground, as well as specialty crops. At Paul Insurance, LLC, we have experience in whole farm revenue protection as well. Family owned and operated for over 35 years. Paul Insurance, LLC, located in Cooper County next to the FSA office. Stop in or give us a call at 660-882-2143.
This is Dr. Sherry Thompson with Katy Trail Community Health in Marshall. Family medicine has always been my passion. Taking care of families is what I love most about being a doctor. At Katy Trail Community Health, we offer complete family medical care for everyone regardless of income. Katy Trail Community Health accepts most insurance, but we also have plans for those families or individuals without insurance. I invite you to call today and make an appointment at 877-733-5824.
Hi, this is Kathy McGraw from your Marshall Ag Power. Your John Deere equipment is an investment, so it pays to keep it in tip-top shape with regular maintenance and inspections during the off-season. Let Ag Power extend the life of your John Deere large ag equipment, compact utility tractor, residential lawn equipment, or Gator utility vehicle with winter service that will have it ready to run when you are. Log on to agpower.com or visit one of our six Ag Power stores today.
Every team would love to have depth on the bench. It can lead to championships. At Columbia Orthopedic Group, we have plenty of depth to deal with every orthopedic issue you may have. Do you have questions about your ankle, knee, back, or maybe your shoulder? We have all the answers at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Get your appointment today by going online to ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com or give us a call at 573-443-2402. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Back once again with Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO, and once again, here's Lou Michaels.
Thanks, Larry. The Sweet Springs Greyhounds have been playing in the New Franklin Tournament this week. The girls were in the consolation game tonight against Fayette, and I believe the boys play for third place tomorrow. And right now, Greg has Greyhound coach Tim Smith on the line.
Yeah, taking a look at Sweet Springs, the Lady Greyhounds had three really close games this week in the annual New Franklin Tournament. They lost in the opening round of the tournament to Pilot Grove 38-31. They did win Wednesday night a loser's bracket game over Westrand 41-36. And then the consolation trophy, they lose tonight to Fayette. Get beat by the Lady Falcons 43-40. Tim Smith, head coach of the Sweet Springs girls, with us on the line here. Coach, a busy week for you guys. You played some close ball games. Unfortunately, only win one of the three. You wind up losing the game tonight to Fayette 43-40. Sounds like it was a close game. Was it a close game throughout? What was the flow of that game like?
They came out and jumped on us. They got up 10, I believe, in the late first, early second. It was a 10-point game at half. Their energy and effort was a lot better than ours to start the game. And then last two and a half quarters, I was very pleased with how we played defensively, and our energy was a lot better, and started knocking down some shots, which we really didn't shoot the ball very well down there all week long, but tonight we were able to knock down some shots and stay close, and gave ourselves a shot at winning. We were down one, I think, about a minute to go, and we missed a couple tries at the basket, then had to foul, and they went up three, and missed a couple more shots there in the final 10, 15 seconds that they could have tied it and forced overtime. But overall, I was pleased. I thought we made progress tonight against a very scrappy Fayette team.
Michaela Mulder led you tonight with 19 points. Every time I see your ball club or I see a box score in your ball club, looks like she's always one of your scoring leaders. You kind of forget she's a freshman. She's really a talented. She's very young, just a freshman, but she's really, really talented as far as her prowess on the basketball court is concerned. You forget the fact that she's a freshman out there.
Yeah, she's done a heck of a job. We put a lot on her shoulders. At first, I think we kind of overwhelmed her, but now she's starting to adjust to it a little bit. And obviously, other teams are picking up on scouting reports that she's going to be the girl to stop on our team. And she had a great week down there. I think overall she scored about 55, 60 points. And she handles the ball for us and may be out of position doing that because, you know, she could very well be a post player or a four-man as well for us. And she does a nice job, like I said, for being 14, 15 years old. She's got a very bright future ahead of her. And we're playing these very good teams very close and giving ourselves a shot at winning. And a lot of it has to do with her.
You've got Mulder leading you in scoring. I guess the key is finding somebody consistently that can go along with her and give her a little help as far as offense is concerned. Finding another consistent weapon, that's got to be a key for your ball club the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're just very inexperienced. We only have two varsity girls back from last year, and we just don't have that consistent second score yet. I thought Addison Snyder, a sophomore for us tonight, shot the ball really well. I really liked her energy.
and she got after it on the defensive end. I thought she played a really good ball game for us. And our other sophomore, Emma Sims, had a very good week for us as well. She did a nice job in the post for us as well. So we're learning out on the go, on the fly. And you know, like I said, a lot of these girls have never had varsity court time, and so they're getting it in trial by fire a little bit. But I thought overall the kids played well. We did one of our juniors that has experience, Lauren Eagle. I thought she did a very nice job on the Conroe girl. I believe she had 12 or 13 points on us in the first half, and she didn't score the rest of the game until some free throws in the final 10 seconds or so. So we're getting there. It's just a matter of, you know, this group needs to learn how to win. We're very experienced, very inexperienced. We've got a lot of people obviously coming back. We only have one senior on the team. And overall, they're getting there, though.
Wednesday, you knocked off Westrand 41-36. Tell us a little bit about that game. It says here Mulder had 21 points in that victory, had over, as it turns out, had over half of your team's points.
Yeah, Westrand's got that little girl that was, I don't know if she was All-State last year, but I know she was on a 20-win team and a district championship team. And they had some more scrappy girls around her, but she was a handful. I think at halftime we were up 19-17, and she had 16 of the 17. And she's a heck of a ball player. She handles the ball for them. She can shoot the three, and she doesn't need much space to get her shot off. And she attacked the basket on us and got us in some foul trouble as well. But, she was loaded, but we, in the fourth quarter, I thought we did a nice job of making some shots. Our post player in the Sims knocked down some big shots for us. And when it was tied, I think with about a minute and a half to go, Malter hit a three from the right wing to put us up three. So we got some stops, and she came back, and I think Sydney Bott hit some free throws for us to kind of put the game away. So that was a good win for us because we needed that. I think it broke a 4 or 5 game losing streak for us, and you know, showed that we can win some close games as well.
And the week began for you guys on Tuesday night. You took on Pilot Grove, a Pilot Grove team that's playing for a championship against Tipton tomorrow, and you played them really close, only got beat by 7, 38-31. I guess you had to feel good, not necessarily with the loss, but had to feel good about the way your kids competed in that game against what I'm told is a very good Pilot Grove girls team.
Yeah, Pilot Grove is very scrappy. They're very athletic, and I thought, you know, playing teams like California early on, some of that, seeing their types of pressure, that makes us more prepared for pressure that teams like Pilot Grove are going to throw at us. And Pilot Grove ended up knocking off Sturgeon, the one seed, last night, and they're going to play. So Pilot Grove's going to play for the title tomorrow, which, you know, obviously made us feel a little bit better too. But it didn't stretch out to a 7-point lead till late. They had to hit some free throws late to get it out to 7. We had some shots at the basket, some open looks that just didn't fall. I think we were 11-59 from the field, and so it's one of those. We go 13-14-59 from the field. We pull that upset off, but you know, it's just one of those. We struggle putting the ball in the basket at times, but our defense is going to keep us in games. I've been very pleased with our defensive effort.
And your boys thus far this week, your boys have gone 1-1 in the opening round. They knocked off Westrand Tuesday by 2, 51-49. And then last night they ran into a Fayette ball club, ran into a buzzsaw. When the Falcons are good, they can be very, very good. And I guess you ran into a solid Fayette team last night, losing by 30, 66-36. When Fayette gets rolling, they're really a tough ball club to stop. And I guess you guys felt the brunt of their attack last night.
Oh yeah, they ran us over. It was our turn to meet the Fayette Express, and they showed like one of the better teams in the area. I tell you what, they shoot the ball really well. They're really athletic. They're a tough team to guard. All of them are about 6 foot, 6'1", and they got the Dawson kid back from last year, and he can create his own shot pretty easily. And we just had trouble matching up with them athletically, and you know, they're. You know, their size and the tough matchups, they're putting our post players out there guard kids at 5'11", 6 foot. Seems like all of them are super quick. And, you know, anytime, like I told the boys, I said, you know, nothing to hang your head about, 30-point loss, we have. I said, we competed. But the biggest thing was, you know, they defensively, they got into us more than anybody has all year long, and that really caused problems for us. I thought they disrupted our offense all night long. We didn't get into the flow of an offense. Defensively, for the most part, you know, I can live those guys knocking down 20-foot jump shots with hands in the face, but I thought they got to the basket a little bit too much on us, too. But it was kind of an eye-opener for us. We knew how good they were. Of course, they knocked off, you know, I think at number one in the state at the time, Harrisburg, at Harrisburg earlier in the year. I know they got a nice win over a bigger school like North Callaway, and I think they were 7 or 8 and 1 and ranked 6th or 7th in the state. So we knew what we were going up against, but that's the type of teams we want to play too. You know, we're not going to back down from anybody, but we want to see where we stand against teams like that as well.
You've got the third place game tomorrow afternoon. You take on Prairie Home, third place contest over at New Franklin. Prairie Home's sort of a different opponent for you guys. Tell us what you know about the Prairie Home team.
They got one of the better players in the area, Creed Flood, been around a while. Those guys, Coach Allen Trout, does a nice job. Prairie Home boys have been very solid for the last 3 or 4 years. And like I said, he's about a 6'2", 6'3 kid, can handle the ball, can shoot the three, can post you up. He's another one that's going to be a tough matchup for us. And they got a couple kids around him that are pretty solid, too, that can shoot the three a little bit. And I know they got a couple of transfer kids in over Christmas break, that guard that are starting for them now as well. So they are a very solid team for being a Class 1 team. And they have a nice win over a very good Sturgeon team in the first round. And then they gave me Franklin all they wanted in the semifinal round. I think they missed a three at the buzzer that would have tied it since overtime. So they're one of the better teams in that tournament. So we're going to have our hands full. It should be a good ball game, and hopefully we can shoot the ball well and play a little bit better defense than what we did the other night. Hopefully come away with a third-place trophy.
And then you turn around next week, and the conference play opens, I guess. You've got Wellington on Tuesday, and then don't you have Santa Fe on Friday? So it's going to be an active week, a very tough week for both your boys and girls next week with Wellington, I think Santa Fe, Tuesday and Friday respectively. Is that correct?
That's correct. We make our schedule. Obviously, you've got conference schools. We make it pretty difficult. But, we want to be district ready, and you got Wellington. I know they're playing for the MRVC's I-70 tournament championship tomorrow. I knew they had a nice win over Higginsville last night. And then I know they got St. Paul coming up. But then, yeah, we go to Santa Fe next Friday and then turn around and have Westran and Lone Jack the following week at Lone Jack. And then get ready for a brutal Slater tournament coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, busy stretch, tough stretch for Sweet Springs. Their girls lose tonight, the consolation game of the New Franklin tournament. Sweet Springs girls lose tonight to Fayette 43-40. Their boys play Prairie Home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for the boys' third-place trophy. And then Sweet Springs takes on Wellington on Tuesday, Santa Fe on Friday to open up the conference portion of the season for Sweet Springs. Sweet Springs coach Tim Smith, our guest here on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Good to talk with you, Tim. Thanks much for taking time to visit with us, and we'll have another show again next Friday night. Be glad to talk with you again next week about Sweet Springs basketball.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Tim Smith with the Sweet Springs Greyhounds, and going to move right along and talk some Higginsville boys basketball with head coach Jim Stoner. The Higginsville boys, they lost in the semifinals to Wellington last night at the I-70 MRVC East Challenge, so they will be taking on Santa Fe tomorrow for third-place honors.
Yeah, the Huskers are 4-6 on the year. They snapped a losing streak when they knocked off Concordia Tuesday 62-50. And then last night they lost to Wellington 61-52 in the semifinals. So as Lou said, the Huskers play Santa Fe tomorrow at 1:30 for third place in that MRVC East I-70 Challenge. We'll go back to Tuesday night, or Tuesday afternoon, I should say. The first round game, Higginsville knocked off Concordia 62-50. Orioles played Higginsville pretty closely for about a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half. I thought the difference in the game, Coach, as we visit here with Coach Jim Stoner, I thought difference in the game, Coach, was Concordia made ball-handling mistakes. They turned the ball over, and your team was very opportunistic. I thought your team took advantage of those turnovers, turned them into transitional points, and that's kind of how you built your double-digit lead the other day.
Yeah, that was the point, Greg. Transitional points are something that we haven't been getting, in our few losses we had there before Christmas break. And, it's kind of tough if you're just getting points of court and not getting, off of your defense or even just a defensive rebound and some transition. But we were able to convert some mistakes that they made and some turnovers that they made. We're able to convert those into some easy transition points. That was a big part of it.
I counted in the game against Concordia, I think, four guys in double figures. You had two people with 13 each and two other people with 11 each. What I've seen of your ball club, just a couple of times I've seen them, looks like for the most part you get pretty balanced scoring out of your kids.
Yeah, that was nice to get four in double figures. I think we had that once earlier. Yeah, we had Chase Edwards with 13, Tanner Sears with 13, and Xavier McCoy with 11, and Elijah Thurkup with 11. And, you know, if you can get that kind of balance, you're pretty excited. You know, for us, I think big key for us was actually having those 2 weeks off at Christmas break and kind of letting our football players heal up a little bit and kind of getting back to rediscovering some things we needed to do. And so, you know, that really helped. You know, you think two week layoff coming in against Concordia. I knew Concordia had a good start to the season. Certainly was a trap game if we don't play well. But again, I think regardless of the season, our kind of need to make.
You've got the McCoy kid, the Looney kid, the Edwards kid. They're all pretty big size wise. I like their agility. I think all three of those kids are pretty active, offensively and defensively, and I like their agility. They seem to move around pretty well under the bucket.
Yeah, they do. You know, it's definitely a bigger front line than when you normally see from up. But they are pretty agile, and you know, they can be effective down there for us. And we need those guys to rebound well. You know, we kind of have a goal of you know, if we can get teams to have a one shot now and you know, force them into thinking they're not going to get a second shot opportunity, that would be really beneficial for us. Now that, you know, doesn't always happen, and hasn't happened when we've lost a few games there. So hopefully we'll be able to get to doing that here in the start of the new year.
Yeah. Then last night you took on Wellington, lost to them by 9, 61-52. I thought you were in pretty good shape. You were ahead by 10 points in the second quarter. I think you were ahead by 10 points in the third quarter. Then the game kind of turned around, and Trey Shannon ended up with 41 of their 61 points, 41 points for Shannon. He kind of carried the ball club on his back last night, and you simply put, you guys couldn't stop him. He had 8 conventional field goals. He had 5 three-pointers, had 10 straight free throws down the stretch at the line. He was just a force. You guys simply couldn't stop him last night, and he pretty much won that game by himself.
Yeah, you know, I really felt good about our kids' effort last night. It was, you know, not very often, you know, do you lose and you say, well, we lost, but doggone it, we felt like we could. And sometimes a player or a kid, you know, has a game like that, you sometimes just got to tip your hat to them. And Chase Shannon played awesome. He absolutely did. And, you know, you always go back and think maybe it could have been a few other things you could have tried or whatever, but again, the kid's a good player and he played really well. I figured Coach Shannon might tell him be a little more selfish and shoot the ball in the second half, and he was a lot more aggressive, and I tip our hat to him because he played well. But with that said, there was good effort by our kids really for about 3.5 quarters.
And leading you last night was McCoy with 19. Chase Looney had 15. Chase Edwards had 10 in the game. Once again, they're your big three big people down low. And as we talked about, pretty good balanced scoring. Those big kids are pretty active. They're pretty agile. And I like what I've seen out of those kids, McCoy, Looney, and Edwards thus far this year. I thought they've been a positive factor for your team to this point.
Yeah, they've come the new year here. We're being much more active. And that's what we got to have. We got to have those guys being active, you know, like I said, getting back to try to control the boards with them, and you know, they can do some things for you, that's for sure. And hopefully, you know, even though we lost last night, you know, it's a kickstart in the right direction. I think the first two games this year definitely are better than the last three or four that we ended 2017 with, and people got their legs underneath them, and we've got some confidence going, and so hopefully this will kickstart us on a pretty good run here, we're hoping.
And then 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, you're taking on Santa Fe, the third-place game in the boys' portion of that tournament. And as we found out last night, don't go to sleep on Santa Fe. St. Paul had them down by 25 with a quarter to go. They rallied, and Santa Fe forced overtime, just couldn't quite pull it out of the fire in overtime. But the Chiefs, I thought, showed last night they can be more than just Andrew Edwards offensively. They got some good productivity from Wyatt Sims, from Blake Schreiman. If they get a couple people to go along with Edwards in the middle, they can really be a force to be reckoned with in the I-70 conference.
Oh, boy. That was quite a fourth quarter. They really turned it on in the fourth quarter, and like you said, they had some. It wasn't just Andrew Edwards there in the fourth quarter. He got some help from those guards, and that was a big key in their comeback for sure. So now obviously it starts with Edwards. We got to try to contain him somehow tomorrow, and hope those other guards don't get hot like they did in the fourth quarter. So. It'll be a challenge. Every game for us this year is going to be a challenge, but we look forward to it.
And what's your schedule next week? Once you get out of this tournament, who do you play Tuesday? Do you play Friday? Who's on the schedule for next week?
Yeah, we go on the road for three straight weeks. We're at Knob Noster Tuesday and then at St. Paul on Thursday. So a big conference game Tuesday and then a big district opponent with a very tough St. Paul team on Thursday.
So, tough week for you guys on the road. Knob Noster Tuesday, St. Paul Thursday. Huskers play tomorrow for third place in the MRVC I-70 Conference Challenge. They've got a 1:30 game at Higginsville. They'll take on Santa Fe tomorrow. Jim Stoner, our guest on Roundball Wrap-Up. The Huskers won their opening game of the tournament 62-50 over Concordia, and then last night lost 61-52, lost in the semifinals to the Wellington Tigers. As we said, they play Santa Fe tomorrow for third place at 1:30 on the Husker floor. Jim, appreciate the visit. Thanks much for the call. We'll have another show again next Friday night. I know you don't have a game next Friday night, but we'll have another show again next Friday night. So feel free to call us next week. Be glad to talk with you again about Higginsville Husker basketball.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. Sure will.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, Jim Stoner of the Higginsville Huskers on Roundball Wrap-Up. Let's take a break, and we will be right back on KMMO.
It's a delicate machine and a big investment, so you can't afford to ignore it. And with Tony's Auto Repair in Sweet Springs, you will know your car truck is in the best of hands. We specialize in brakes, thermostats, AC service, oil changes, heaters, exhaust systems, major engine repair, new tires, and much more. Tony's Auto Repair is there to make sure your vehicle is serviced and at its best, so you don't have that unfortunate breakdown. So when it's time for you to repair or service your delicate machine, take it to someone who knows, and Tony knows. So give us a call at Tony's Auto Repair in Sweet Springs, 335-4200.
At Beckett's Restaurant in Glasgow, Nikki and her team's biggest priority is customer satisfaction. And their customers have spoken. Backed by popular demand, Beckett's famous chicken wings. Wings of all kinds. Sweet chili wings, honey barbecue wings, Frank's hot wings, and creamy garlic parmesan wings. Take your pick for only $5.95. Other new items include a mouth-watering filet mignon, wrapped in bacon and topped off with garlic herb butter. Or stop by on the weekends and try one of the new delicious pasta specials. Now more than ever is the perfect time to try Beckett's in Glasgow.
Stapingo, Missouri's newest branch is in the palm of your hand. Check account balances, schedule transfers, pay bills, and more with our new mobile app for Android and Apple devices. Enrollment is quick and easy at GoStateBank.com. Plus, you can bank anywhere, anytime with 24/7 account access with your mobile phone or tablet. Visit State Bank of Missouri in Alma, Concordia, and Grain Valley, or go to GoStateBank.com today to learn more. Member FDIC.
Making good things happen.
Webster defines home as a social unit formed by a family living together. I'm Sherry Graham from Lutheran Good Shepherd Home, and we view each and every one of our residents as family. We want you to feel like you're still at home. We work hard to provide a neighborly atmosphere where we share, communicate, and enjoy each other as individuals. So we will be happy to adapt to your individual needs. We'd love to welcome you as a member of our family. Come by the Lutheran Good Shepherd Home in Concordia, a not-for-profit facility.
This is David Kane at the Kane Insurance Agency in Carrollton. As an independent agent, we continue to add new companies and coverages to make sure our customers have the best available choices for all their insurance needs, whether that's crop insurance, auto, home, farm, or commercial. We have access to several farm insurance companies and can write an entire farm policy or just the grain truck your current carrier doesn't want. If you haven't reviewed your policy recently, stop by or give us a call. Quotes are free and could save you money. At the Kane Insurance Agency, you get quality coverage at the best rate.
Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC wants you, and here's why. Dinner parties, family get-togethers, and just because. Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC doesn't shy away in the face of hunger. From delicious ham, pulled pork, roast beef, brisket, and more. With custom butchering for your beef on Tuesdays and your hogs on Wednesdays, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC has hours that will get the veggie lovers' attention. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon. It's Salisbury Meat Market Processing LLC. Call 660-388-5816.
We are back once again with Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Once again, your show host, Lou Michaels.
Thanks very much, Larry. And I do have a few scores to pass along. On the boys' side, it was Marshall over Boonville, 59-45. Grain Valley knocked off Odessa, 64-39. It was Oak Grove over Pleasant Hill, 67-56. St. Pius X stops Clinton, 70-41. And it was Warrensburg over Kansas City Center, 46-44. Girls' games, Marshall beats Battle, 51-38. Elias over Moberly, 53-51. Clinton knocks off St. Pius, 43-39. It was Leeton over Windsor, 34-27. And Smith Cotton beats St. Michael the Archangel, 53-30. And we do have the results from the Marceline tournament in from tonight. In girls' action, it was Glasgow over South Shelby, 43-34. And Milan knocked off Meadville, 70-47. On the boys' side, it was Macon over Meadville, 55-38. And Marceline down South Shelby, 58-39. So, Greg, the trophy games over at Marceline are set, all six games to be played tomorrow. Looks like it's going to start things at noon with the girls' consolation game. That'll pit Milan against Schuyler County. And then the Glasgow boys, kind of rare to see them on the left side of the bracket during a tournament, but they will be playing for consolation against Marceline tomorrow. And then the girls' third-place game will pit Marceline against South Shelby. For boys' third place, that'll be Meadville against Putnam County. And then the two title games, on the girls' side, it'll be Glasgow taking on Macon. And then they'll wrap it up with the boys' title game, Macon against Milan.
Yeah, when I talked to the Glasgow coaches before Christmas, they were kind of excited about the Marceline tournament this year because then you've got other teams in a pretty good test all the way around. So Glasgow was kind of excited about being in that tournament this year because of the fact that it seems like talent-wise, from top to bottom, it's been upgraded as far as the level of play is concerned. And Glasgow, who was seeded number four on the boys' side, got beaten the opening round of the tournament 60-40 by Putnam County on Tuesday. So like you said, it's kind of rare to see them over on the left side or the loser side of the bracket, but they'll play Marceline for a boys' consolation game at 1:30 tomorrow. Glasgow girls notch a nice win tonight. The three-seeded Glasgow girls beat the number two-seeded South Shelby girls 43-34, so Glasgow girls will play for a title against Macon all the way around. Pretty good test for Glasgow. You go into a tournament, and if you can't win the championship game, you definitely hope you can win two out of three and come away with a trophy. So both Glasgow teams will have a chance to come away with a trophy. Girls have a chance to come away with a championship trophy if they can knock off top-seeded Macon. And the boys can come away with a trophy if they can beat Marceline tomorrow afternoon. So a good test for Glasgow this week in the Marceline tournament. This is a week I think that probably will help their ball club quite a bit throughout the remainder of the season because I think it'll toughen them up as far as level of competition that they played this week all the way around. A tournament at Marceline that's been upgraded as far as the level of talent is concerned over there.
All right. Well, the Pilot Grove Lady Tigers, they will be playing for a tournament championship tomorrow at the New Franklin Invitational. They were seeded fourth in that tournament, and they defeated Sweet Springs in the opening round, and then they knocked off the top seed Sturgeon by one the other night. So they will take on the third seed Tipton for the girls' championship over at the New Franklin tournament tomorrow. And a few minutes ago, I had a chance to talk to new Pilot Grove girls' coach Landon Daniel. Joining us now on Roundball Wrap-Up is Landon Daniel, the girls' coach over at Pilot Grove. And, Coach, you've been playing in the New Franklin tournament this week. You opened things up Tuesday night against Sweet Springs, and you knocked them off 38-31. Emily Shoup led you with 17 points. Now, was that a close game all the way through, or did you dominate it for the most part and Sweet Springs just made a late run to end up making it a 7-point game?
No, it was a pretty close game all the way through. Coach Tim Smith over there does a really good job with those girls, and we knew it would be a battle all the way through. We jumped out to a little bit of, you know, they jumped out on us, I believe 6 or 7 to nothing. We kind of had to fight back, and then in the first quarter, at least 15 to 11. Had a big third quarter, held them to 2 points, and that really was kind of the difference for us. Coming back in that first quarter after they got us down, and then having a big third quarter and only holding 2 points.
And who else would you like to mention that played well for you that night?
Emily did really well inside for us, getting 17 points. Had Nellie Wolf came in, and her first game with the team this year. She started out cheerleading and then started to play basketball, so that was really big for us. She came in and got 8 rebounds off the bench. But all the girls really contributed that night. We all made the extra pass and got a bunch of assists. It was just really a good win for us, even though we didn't shoot the ball. She went pretty well.
And then last night, you played Sturgeon in the semifinals at the New Franklin tournament, and you come away with a 1-point win, 40-39. Was that game decided in the final seconds?
It was. It's kind of a crazy last 2 minutes for the game. We've been leading pretty much for the whole game. Sturgeon had a really good run on us in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, we scored 6 points, they scored 5 points, and that ended up being the difference. We had the ball with like 2 minutes left. We had a lead by 1 point. We were trying to hold the basketball, you know, get a layup, trying to pass it around, make it come out and foul it. When it got under a minute, they ended up turning the ball over and then converted that turnover into a layup. And we actually fouled them on the layup for an and one. Luckily for us, they missed it. We got the ball back with like 35 seconds, came down, ran a set, didn't get a shot off, kind of got the ball, got loose there for a little bit. We ended up finding Emily down low. She got a really good chance for a 2-point layup, got fouled on that layup, and ended up hitting both shots to put us up by 1 point with about 17 seconds left. And Sturgeon came down, got actually 2 shots off, one off the offensive rebound as the clock expired, and threw it up, and it ran in and out. So it was a great win for our team. Sturgeon beat us, kind of handled us earlier in the year. You know, obviously, them being the 1 seed, us being the 4 seed, you know, it looks really good on paper. But they do a good job over there, Sturgeon. They're a big team, and we had a pretty good game plan, we thought. And we hit some big shots, and we had 3 threes in the third quarter, and that's not really a part of her game. She's more of a drive and gets the hole kind of girl. So for her to hit those shots was big for us, and very, very proud of the girls' efforts. Hopefully, we'll come away with a championship game tomorrow.
Yeah, Tipton will be your opponent tomorrow for the championship at the New Franklin tournament. What do you know about them?
Tipton's got 2 really good players. Abby Backus is a sophomore, I believe, over there at Tipton. He dropped, I think, 26 points earlier this week against somebody. And I watched her last night score another 21 points. So she's a very talented player, great guard. She's got a floater that's really unstoppable. Even if you play good defense against her, she kind of throws that floater up there and you really can't guard it. And then Brooklyn Pace is their post player, senior, I believe. And she does a good job cleaning up rebounds that she can get from the outside, too. So we got another tough battle on our hands. I hope that our game plan works out and that the girls continue the effort. We've been playing really, really well. And even though we've played better than we did before the break, we still don't feel like we're at 100% yet. We still can convert some shots that we're missing. And we can play a little bit better defense. So hopefully we just keep getting better.
And after your game against Tipton tomorrow for the championship of the New Franklin tournament, a couple of big conference games for you next week. You go to New Franklin on Tuesday night, and then you host Glasgow next Friday.
Yeah, we end the New Franklin tournament and have to come back on Tuesday night and come back to New Franklin and play again. Got a brand new gym, so it's really nice to play in there. But yeah, conference play, New Franklin's always tough. It's kind of a rival game for us, so we get amped up to play that one. And then Glasgow comes to our place on Friday for homecoming, actually, at Piley Grove. And it's always a big game to play Glasgow. They're a talented squad. They've got some giants on the inside that's going to be tough for us to match up with, but we hope that our defense and our offense can kind of click at the same time, and hopefully good things happen.
When you need diesel work done and done right, don't just take it to any repair shop. Take it down to Core 9 Truck Repair. Heavy-duty trucks, they have your fix. Everything from clutch replacements to running boards and even custom work. Core 9 Truck Repair can get you running at peak performance with their large inventory of parts. See Core 9 Truck Repair north off exit 84 on I-70, just 6 miles east of the Marshall Junction.
Attention college-bound students. As you head off to school, take your local community bank with you. Regional Missouri Bank's My Mobile Money Access app makes it even more secure and convenient for you and your parents.
My Mobile Money Access allows you to monitor your Regional Missouri Bank debit account wherever you are.
Set alerts and deny transactions, turn your card on and off, get immediate fraud alerts, and much more.
On the new My Mobile Money Access at any Regional Missouri Bank location. Member FDIC.
Untreated hearing loss has serious emotional and social consequences. Hearing loss is not a harmless condition. Untreated hearing loss can lead to depression, social withdrawal, isolation, and paranoia. In fact, people with untreated hearing loss are twice as likely to have depression, and the worse the hearing, the higher the incidence of depression. I'm Dr. Barbara Burns with AccuQuest Hearing Centers. Common excuses for not being tested are, my hearing isn't bad enough yet, or I get by. Stay in touch with your loved ones and friends. Please call 660-826-0180 to schedule a free, no-obligation hearing test. Improve your quality of life. Come hear what a difference hearing aids can make in your life. Hear what you're missing. AccuQuest Hearing Centers of Marshall, Sedalia, and Boonville. We don't just sell hearing aids. We sell satisfaction.
At CFM Insurance, we're changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers. Customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. Trust in tomorrow. Log on to cfnmutual.com and find a local agent near you today. That's cfnmutual.com. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
From a complete install from both furnace and air conditioning to repair or just simply check your furnace, give H&S Heating and Cooling a call in Marshall. Keep your existing furnace clean and inspected will do two things. It will make you run more efficient, which saves you money on your utility bills and extend the life of your furnace as well. Whether you need a simple checkup, a repair, or a new heating and cooling system, call me Harold, owner of H&S Heating and Cooling in Marshall at 660-815-1563. That's 660-815-1563.
Have you ever considered seed production? If you haven't, you should, and Weber Seeds in Marshall is the seed company you want to grow with. This is Brian with Weber Seeds, and we need growers for both wheat and soybeans. Our growers plant the newest and best genetics in the industry and receive a healthy premium, too. Call us today and learn more about becoming a grower for family-owned Weber Seeds in Marshall.
Grow the best with us, Weber Seeds.
You're listening to KMMO, AM and FM Marshall. We are back with Roundball Wrap-Up. Once again, here's Lou Michaels.
All right, Larry. The Santa Fe boys are involved in the I-70 MRVC East Challenge this week. They had a thrilling overtime game against St. Paul the other night. Came up a little bit short in that one, so they will be taking on Higginsville for third-place honors tomorrow at the I-70 MRVC East Challenge. And right now, Greg's got Santa Fe boys coach Travis Zoll on the line.
Yeah, Santa Fe's got a record on the year now of 7-4. They split their two games this week. They beat Knobnoster on Tuesday 38-31 and then had a wild finish last night, forced overtime, and then got beat in overtime by St. Paul in a semifinal game of that tournament, 67-64. Travis Zoll, the Chiefs head coach, is our guest on Roundball Wrap-Up. Coach, we'll talk briefly about the win on Tuesday, knocking off Knobnoster 38-31 Tuesday night. Kind of a slow-paced, half-court sort of ball game. Possessions were precious, points were precious. Playing defense was very, very important, I think, for both teams on Tuesday night. It was just one of those slow, drawn-out affairs. Neither side had much pace to the game. Neither side provided much pace to the game. It was just one of those contests where defenses sort of took over, and it was kind of a pace of a ball game, but things were very slow and methodical from beginning to end, and you guys were able to pull away and win by 7 in the end. So a win's a win. It wasn't necessarily a pretty win, but it was a good win for you guys against a Class 3 school on Tuesday night, and I'm sure you'll take that any day.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we tried to push the pace a little bit early, and I think we had 8 points about midway through the first quarter, and then we pulled on the reins, I guess. But I felt defensively we did a pretty nice job of limiting them to one shot most of the time. They didn't hurt us too much with offensive rebounds and things like that. And I felt defensively we made things tough on them and kind of kept them out of rhythm. They missed some three-point shots, but those were shots that we could live with. Just kind of the way the game was going, we felt it. They were taking outside shots, and we could clean the glass, and we would, eventually be able to pull away a little bit, and we weren't able to do that till the very end of the game. But, thought we had a pretty good overall defensive team effort Tuesday, and, we missed some shots early in the game. We missed some open passes. We had guys open, and we didn't make the pass or didn't see the pass. So, we're still learning for sure.
We talked about the importance of defense. Their big kid in the middle, the Burton kid, he scored 12 in the game, but more importantly, I thought you kind of put the shackles on the Rinker kid. He's averaging double digits, but you held him to only 5 the other night when you beat him on Tuesday evening. Holding those two in a check, for the most part, I thought was very, very important for your kids the other night.
Yeah, agreed. And, Devin Breland right now, he does, and he did have, he scored in double figures on Tuesday, but we don't look to him to score a lot, but we do usually put him on the other, team's best offensive player, and he usually does a pretty good job of keeping them out of the paint, being physical with them, and, contesting shots and things like that. So I was really proud of Devin's defensive effort on Tuesday.
Then your ball club last night took on St. Paul, and you got beat in overtime by 3, 67-64. I know I talked with Monty Pitch after the ball game last night, and he said on the air, quite frankly, he didn't know whether to be happy he got the win or whether to be upset with the way with which they got the win. What's your reaction? Your ball club really struggled, I thought, for about 3 quarters. St. Paul had the upper hand. They had you down 49-24 after 3 quarters, and then you just had a dynamite fourth period, and I guess probably had your best fourth quarter of the year last night, almost pulling that thing out of the fire. In some respects, I think you had to be kind of disappointed with the way the first 3 quarters went, but you had to be very pleased with the way the kids got up off the bone pile and fought back and made it a heck of a finish last night. Well, in general, what were your thoughts on last night's game?
Well, I thought in the first half, I thought the pace of the game was really kind of what we wanted, holding them to 25 or whatever they had in the first half, and we just were not aggressive offensively, and overall they were getting all the loose balls. We only drew one foul in the first half. We didn't shoot a free throw, those are things that just scream that we're not being aggressive, but we kind of chipped away a little bit at the end of the second quarter when we were down 11 at halftime, and came out and got the first bucket in the third quarter. And I didn't feel offensively we had an awful third quarter, but we allowed 25 points in the third quarter, and we were not communicating defensively. We weren't getting our defenses communicate to everyone on the floor. We weren't switching screens. We weren't hedging screens, and they really got in a rhythm in the third quarter. And they're a good team, so they're going to do that once in a while. But the fourth quarter is just kind of hard to explain. The kids just got aggressive, and momentum's a weird thing. We chipped away a few points at the start of the quarter, and Monty had subs in, and we were pressing on off all night, and we had a steal and a layup that cut 16, and well, he's got his subs in, and maybe we need to just play this one out. But credit to our kids, they just kept playing, and within the next minute it was down to 12 or 10, and we had the momentum, and then his starting five came back in, and we just kind of kept chipping away. It was it wasn't like they were turning the ball over every time or anything. We were forcing tough shots and cleaning the glass, and I was just really proud that our kids never quit. you know, in the overtime, we gave up a couple of long offensive rebounds that were, you know, really costly. And we had a set play called out of timeout. And for Wyatt Sims, who was, you know, just on fire last night, he turned his ankle as he was setting a screen to come up through the elevator screen. So that was just kind of maybe a microcosm of our night. We, you know, fight, and then we, you know, something like that happens. But, you know, I was really proud of just of our aggressiveness, and, you know, our kids never gave up, and it was one of the, you know, it was one of the weirdest things I'd ever witnessed. I didn't know whether to be upset that we got down 25 in the first place or whether to be ecstatic that we scored 33 points in a quarter or whatever, but it was quite the game. And you know, you hear NBA teams coming back from 20 or 25 down, but you know, that rarely if ever happens in high school, and I don't remember a comeback like that that I've, you know, seen or coached, you know, in my time at Santa Fe.
Two things to talk about in the game. Andrew Edwards obviously was not a factor in the first half, had 3 fouls in the first quarter, only had 2 points, I think, in the first half, but he came on and helped spearhead the comeback in the second half. He had more than 20 points in the second half, so obviously you rode his shoulders a long way as part of that comeback effort down the stretch. Edwards was really a factor, I thought, the last few minutes of the ball game.
Yeah, and, you know, when he gets aggressive and when he knows he's got, you know, some help to kick the ball to and things like that, he becomes really tough to guard because, you know, you put a big guy on him and he can go by him or take him outside. If you put a smaller guy on him, he'll go into the post. And I thought he did a really nice job passing out of the post and things like that. And, you know, just being strong finishing because, you know, when they were really sagging off all our kids last night to really try to limit Andrew, and he did have that early foul trouble. And, you know, Wyatt Sims comes off the bench and scores 9 points in the second quarter. You know, and I don't think Wyatt played more than a couple minutes on Tuesday. And, you know, we were trying different things, and he's usually our backup point guard, but we put him in at the wing. And, you know, Wyatt did a nice job helping compliment Andrew. And Blake Schreiman was ultra aggressive in the second half, and that's the second game in a row that he's been aggressive for us. So we're coming together a little bit.
Have you suddenly found a player in Wyatt Sims through his effort last night? Does he have the opportunity now maybe to earn more playing time? Will he be more of a factor in your offense as we go along here in the upcoming weeks?
Well, you know, he'll definitely have the opportunity. You know, and like I said, he'd been playing a lot of point guard, and he'd been kind of plagued by turnovers, you know, the last few games. And I think maybe having a little less responsibility and handling the ball and setting up offenses and things like that just kind of allowed him to be an athlete. And he's a really good shooter. You know, he's undersized, but you know, he does things the right way in practice too. So I was really happy for him. And you know, it's if he ends up, you know, if he can you know, repeat that performance as far as, you know, making really good decisions and having good shot selection and being aggressive, then, you know, definitely he will, you know, he will earn, you know, more minutes as the season goes on. But, you know, when we're, you know, when we have good offensive performances, we always have, you know, a couple other guys besides Andrew step up. And that can be any of, you know, it's been, you know, this year we've had 8 different kids step up on different occasions. And sometimes just a matter of finding the hot hand of offensively and still having kids in defensively that can do what we want them to do.
You've got Higginsville tomorrow at 1:30 in the third place game. Doesn't get any easier. You turn around less than 48 hours later after a grueling game against St. Paul. Now you take on the Higginsville floor. Higginsville's got a 4-6 record, and they've struggled a little bit as of late as far as wins and losses are concerned, but they've got some pretty good-sized kids. They're pretty athletic. You can't let that record deceive you. I think they're a lot better ball club than what that record would indicate.
Yeah, for sure, and I think they've, you know, I think they had 1 or 2 practices before the first game, and physically I think they were a little bit beat up, and, you know, they've played some good competition as well, so you can't look at that record and, you know, that's not your run-of-the-mill 4-16 for sure. And You know, if we don't come in ultra aggressive, rebounding wise and defensive wise, you know, they will have their way, because they are big and physical, and you know, they can be intimidating. You know, if we're not you know, being ultra aggressive and, you know, trying to pressure them and things like that. You know, when they played Concordia, I was just really impressed with their passing against Concordia. They just kind of picked Concordia apart when Concordia's sitting back in the zone. And then, you know, Wellington, who pressures teams as much as anyone defensively, you know, they handled Wellington's pressure pretty well in the first half last night, for sure. So, you know, we're going to have to mix things up and hopefully force some turnovers or some tough shots, and make, you know, obviously make sure we rebound defensively. You know, that's our goal, is to rebound 85% of misses, and we don't always meet that goal, but when we do, we usually have a pretty good defensive performance because teams aren't getting two or three looks at the basket in a possession.
And then back to regular season action next week. You've got a non-conference game on the road Tuesday. You'll play at Prairie Home. And then back to conference play next Friday. You're at home. You take on Sweet Springs at your place next Friday. Interesting week next week, because from what I hear, Prairie Home is better than what they have been. I think Prairie Home may have added a couple of kids over the holiday break. I got a couple of kids eligible. And then on Friday, you play Sweet Springs. And Sweet Springs is coached by Tim Smith, and that's enough said. So you'll have a pretty grueling week. You'll be tested next week a couple more times as well.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we don't have a lot of soft spots in our schedule this year. I think the Prairie Home is – you know, going to be a challenge for us, you know, definitely with a long road trip. And, you know, I know they got a kid that's really good. And then, you know, Sweet Springs has some good inside-outside games. So, you know, we're just going to have to keep getting better and hopefully, you know, use last night's fourth quarter performance kind of maybe to springboard us and give our kids some confidence going forward.
Yeah, if anything, Coach, last night, I know you didn't win the game last night, but if anything, I think the fourth quarter and the overtime last night showed how well your kids potentially can play. So if anything, even though it was a loss, it might have been a confidence builder last night. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess we'll see. But, you know, if we come out and are passive again tomorrow, then we didn't learn our lesson about, you know, being aggressive and being confident. But at the same time, you can't ask kids to do things that they're, you know, physically not ready to do. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, just keep working in practice, and we're going to have to get better practice attitude to get where we want to be by the end of the year.
Santa Fe Chiefs are 1-1 on the week. They're now 7-4 on the year. On Tuesday, they beat Knob Noster 38-31 to open up the MRBC I-70 Challenge Tournament. Beat Knob Noster Tuesday, lost a tough one in overtime last night to St. Paul 67-64. They play Higginsville 1:30 tomorrow afternoon in the boys' third-place game over at Higginsville. Chiefs coach Travis Zoll, our guest on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Always good to talk with you, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us. We've got another show again next Friday night, so be glad to talk with you again next Friday night after your Sweet Springs game. Talk more about Santa Fe basketball.
All right. Sounds good, Greg. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Let's take a break, and we have some more coaches that we will talk to in just a moment. You're listening to Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO.
Tired of using expensive check cashing services because you're having problems qualifying for a checking account? Then you need Start Fresh Checking from Wooden Houston Bank with a free Visa debit card, free bill pay, and free direct deposit. Wooden Houston Bank, member FDIC. Rebuild your financial strength and eliminate check cashing fees with Wooden Houston Bank's Start Fresh Checking, a traditional checking account with all the extras you deserve. Because we believe everyone deserves a fresh start. Wooden Houston Bank, member FDIC.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, contact Russell Kirby in Slater, Daryl Eckerly in Pilot Grove, or Terry Townsend in Marshall.
Peak Sport and Spine is Missouri's largest provider of outpatient orthopedic physical therapy services. I'm Jamie Case, staff physical therapist. Peak Sport and Spine is ready to meet your physical therapy needs using the latest manual and soft tissue techniques to help you regain your optimum level of function. We see everyone from the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. We also specialize in worker compensation, helping you get back to your job as quickly and safely as possible. So if your physician prescribes physical therapy, choose Peak Sport and Spine. You can see us locally in Sedalia, Fayette, California, and Marshall, or visit us on the web at peaksportspine.com.
Do you or a loved one require specialty medications to manage Crohn's disease, hepatitis C, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, psoriasis, ulcerative colitis, or cancer? Red Cross Pharmacy offers specialty care. They'll help you transfer your prescription today so you can manage your health instead of it managing you. Learn more about specialty care at redcrosspharmacy.com or by visiting one of Red Cross Pharmacy's convenient locations. Red Cross Pharmacy, our family caring for yours.
Red Cross Pharmacy has no affiliation with the American Red Cross.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See Marshall Service Company, 1714 Commerce Drive in Marshall, or call 886-3011.
La Crosse Lumber in Marshall carries Larson Lifestyle doors. Each door has a Duratec finish over a solid core that provides weather resistance. Larson Lifestyle doors also come with a magnetic weather stripping that seals like a fridge to keep it comfy no matter what the weather. With matching handles inside and out, a 10-year warranty protection, and a price tag of only $244, you can't go wrong with Larson Lifestyle doors from La Crosse Lumber. Where military members get a 10% discount. La Crosse Lumber, 152 West Morgan in Marshall. Installation is available.
Welcome back to Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Once again, here's Lou Michaels.
Thank you very much, Larry. And the Tina Avalon girls, they had a big conference game tonight against Hardin Central and came up a little bit short in that one, 39-36, but we've got Coach Dana Hansen on the line now.
Yeah, Tina Avalon girls get beat tonight by Hardin. Final score 39-36. The Lady Dragons are now 3-1 in the conference, and they're 7-3 overall. They lose by 3 to the Hardin girls. Coach Hansen on the line here with us on line 9. Coach, a tough loss tonight. You lose by 3 to Hardin. But that CLAA conference, especially on the girls' side, that's a really tough, really balanced conference. Looks like you're part of a three-way tie for second right now with Norburn and Hardin, with Southwest of Ludlow, I guess, in first place right now. The teams I just mentioned, those schools, that's four pretty good ball clubs right there. That's pretty loaded, the CLAA is on the girls' side. Am I right?
Right, yeah, and I don't want to forget Hale either. I think Hale's only got one loss, and their loss was to Norburn. So it's a pretty tough conference, and Southwest is leading the way right now. They've got an outstanding ball club, and so we're looking forward to playing them later this month.
Yeah, you know that conference a lot better than I do, and you thought of Hale. I remember Hale almost beat Norburn in a district title game a year ago, and they've got quite a bit of that talent returning over there at Hale. So you talk about those four schools, those five schools we just mentioned, that's half. That's over half of the conference. You can't go to sleep on anybody in your league, am I right?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Our first part of our season has been with some of the other conference schools, Brunswick and Keytesville, and we played Northwestern. We did well against them, but now we're getting into the meat of our conference season, where we've got Norburn next Thursday, and we had Hardin tonight, and really we battled back. We got behind early, and we were down 13-4 at the end of the first quarter, but we're able to close the gap to within two at halftime, and actually had the lead for just a little bit during the third quarter, and then fell behind and had to play catch-up, but just didn't quite get there.
So it sounded like you were playing catch-up most of the night, and then you finally took the lead but couldn't quite get over the hump and maintain that momentum. Was that game tonight at Hardin, or were you on the road?
We were at home.
You were at home, okay.
Yeah, that was good because we played at Winston the night before, and we came out on top there, but with only seven players, we have a tough time if we have to play back-to-back nights. We kind of tend to not have the same energy that we did the first night. But really, my girls did a good job of getting back into the game and having a chance to win.
Sounds like the NBA. It's tough to play on back-to-back nights, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Except these girls aren't getting paid, I don't think.
Yeah, and these girls don't take a night off sometimes on that second night. They're out there every night, even on the second night. You don't see that from all the NBA stars, I guess. So it's a credit to them. It's a credit to them for doing that. Hannah Colliver led you tonight with 13 points. Talk about her a little bit.
Yeah, Hannah has been doing a great job for us. She's been an inside presence for us. And tonight, you know, she really did a very good job. Harden is so big. They have such great size. And she's 5'8". And, you know, a lot of times she was paired against, you know, 5'10", 5'11". And they even have a 6'1 girl, Harden. And so she had a very good night. And defensively, I was happy with the way we played tonight, too. So it was very encouraging.
You get beat 39-36, but earlier, I think last night it was, you took on Winston. You had to go there. You beat Winston by a score of 59-46. Hannah Colliver had 20 in that game for you. Haley Rucker chipped in with 12. You scored almost 60 points last night. Sounded like a pretty good offensive effort by your ball club.
Well, we needed it because Winston was shooting lights out. They made seven threes during the game, and, you know, we got the lead early in the first half. We were up by 15 at halftime, but they wouldn't go away. Like I said, they hit seven threes for the game that you know, we kept them at arm's length, basically. So, fortunately, we had the good first half.
Over the holiday break, did you make any trips up north to Trenton? Were you in that NCMC shootout at all?
Yes, we played a very good Higbee team. And again, here we are back-to-back nights. We had played the night before at home against Northwestern, and a very high-scoring game there, too. And then we had to turn around the next day and play at 4 o'clock in the afternoon up at Trenton against Higbee. But I can't, I'm not going to cry about it because even though they beat us, they had to drive farther than we did. So it was a long trip for them.
And Higbee, don't take them lightly. Higbee's a pretty good ball club, a very solid team, I think. At least they have been the last year or two at the Class 1 level.
Yes, they're destined to shoot probably, I don't know how many threes per game, but they probably shoot between 20 and 30 threes at least per game. And if they're on, they're capable of beating anybody.
Playing these last two nights, playing Winston last night, playing Harden tonight, have you seen what you wanted to see out of your ball club coming back after the holiday break? Are you where you want to be at this stage of the season, considering you're just back from the Christmas break?
Yeah, I've seen some good things now tonight. You know, we played with a little bit too quickly in the first quarter and got ourselves in trouble. We almost shot ourselves into a really worse lead, but we were able to regain our composure and really then started playing the way I want them to play. Very, very patient, looking for good shots. You know, so they're getting contributions from everybody. I mean, you know, tonight we had we have seven players, but five of them scored. But we're getting, you know, six from one player, nine from another, and five, and then 13 from Hannah and three from another. So it's really a team effort, and with such a young team, it's very encouraging because four of those seven girls are freshmen, and the Rucker girl had nine tonight after she had 12 last night, and so she's stepped up and is really doing a good job.
Given the fact that you're as young as you are and you're only playing with seven players, when you do have to play back-to-back nights or you have to play maybe two nights in 3 days or two games in three nights or something like that, do you consciously make an effort in that second game maybe to slow the pace of the game down a little bit, given the fact that your girls' legs may not be in the shape that you want them? Are you trying to slow maybe that second game down a little?
Well, actually, it is kind of the opposite. Yes, last night I told them I was making a commitment to being more freely with subs, you know, getting people in and out, giving them breaks during last night's game. Unfortunately, it was a game where we could do that and still keep, you know, getting the winning column. Tonight, though, I think it helped us a little bit. Our biggest problem tonight was the first quarter. In the first quarter, we were playing too fast. So once we settle down, start making better decisions, not trying to force the ball in or force shots, we did a much better job. So We have to have that consistent effort over four quarters.
And more conference action next week. It looks like Tuesday you go on the road, you'll play at Breckenridge, and then Thursday got a big conference game at your place when Norbert comes to town. So that Norbert game especially will be a big test for your kids next week.
Yes. We always look forward to playing anybody, really, but to have that challenge to play Norbert, who also is really a fairly young team too as well, and our kids will kind of be looking forward to that too, because actually one of my former players moved to Norbert this year and is playing on the team, Kennedy Crow, and so it's fun for the kids because they went to school with her and they know her pretty well, and so it's going to be exciting, and it'll be intense, I think, a little bit, but it'll be fun.
Needless to say, this is a big stretch of games. This is, I think, an important stretch of the season for your girls right now. Am I correct?
Yeah, this is definitely the toughest stretch of games in our season. We had a decent schedule. We got off to a good start, but now we're getting into some more challenging teams, and we've got after this coming week. We have Grundy County, who's a very good team from up north, and then we play Southwest at home the following Thursday after we play the Norbert on this coming Thursday. Then Friday of that week, we go to Oric, who's a very good ball club, too. So this is really going to be challenging next 2 weeks.
Tyne Avalon Lady Dragons lose tonight. They fall to 3-1 in conference play. They're 7-3 overall after they beat Winston on the road last night, 59-46. They fall tonight at home. They lose to Hardin Central by a score of 39-36. Dana Hansen, head coach of the Tyne Avalon girls, our guest on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Next week, Tyne Avalon will play Breckenridge on Tuesday, Norbert on Thursday. Coach, good luck in the games next week. We'll have another show again next Friday night here on KMMO. Give us a call next Friday night. Be glad to talk with you about Tyne Avalon girls basketball next week.
All right, sounds great. Thanks a lot for coverage.
You bet. Thank you much.
It's all right to dream about the future as long as you've planned for it. With long-term care insurance from Auto Owners and Not Not Agency, you can enjoy freedom, choice, independence, security. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure protection from Auto Owners Insurance, Not Not Agency.
For all your insurance needs.
There are many options with group health insurance, so many that a little advice can be helpful. Many plans have flexibility, no pre-existing conditions, different deductibles, and more. This is Robin with Lime Cooler Insurance Services in Marshall. Give Brandy or I a call at 886-9775 or stop by our office at 450 West Boyd Street. We can help you decide which group health plan best fits your needs. Whether you are a large group or a small group, we work with people just like you every day. At Lime Cooler Insurance, service is our priority.
Young athletes often run the risk of strain or injury. It's good to know that Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services is on your team. Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services provides outpatient physical therapy, many highly specialized certified techniques designed to put athletes back at the top of their game. So when your doctor prescribes outpatient physical therapy, remember Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services is close by for adult, pediatric, and athletic physical rehabilitation. Learn more at Fitzgibbon.org.
Lumberyard specialize in lumber. Eye doctors specialize in eye care. Ag dealers specialize in combines. Well, it only makes sense for your small engine needs. Go to a specialist. Davis Lawn Equipment is a specialist in small engine sales and service. It's all they do. Rob Davis sells anything from mowers to trimmers to chainsaws, blowers, and more. And Davis Lawn Equipment has a full-service shop to handle repairs. Ever try to get service work from a discount store? Good luck. For all your small engine needs, whether it's sales or service, see Rob Davis at Davis Lawn Equipment in Marshall.
Ugh, why is my skin so dry and itchy?
The problem is your water.
Hey, Culligan Man.
A Culligan Whole House Water Conditioning System removes sediment and impurities, leaving your skin and hair soft and residue-free. The only water that comes with the Culligan Man.
Call your local Culligan Man today at 660-827-2770 or go to Culligan.com for a free water analysis. Again, that's 660-827-2770 today.
ConAgra and Marshall want their products to make you smile. ConAgra is your local producer of Cake Cuisine meals, Marie Callender pasta, banquet dinners and pot pies, and Healthy Choice Cafe steamers. Eating right is different for each person, and that's why they have so many different products. Their goal is to make safe, nutritious, and delicious food. ConAgra is a great place to work, and they encourage their employees to volunteer. For information about the company, how they give back to the community, and information to help you live a healthier life, visit ConAgraFoods.com.
We are back with Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Now here's Greg Smith.
And we continue with Roundball Wrap-Up here on a Friday night on KMMO. Smith and Tigers came away with a big win the other night, knocking off Slater in overtime by a score of 88-85, beat Slater in OT. Prior to that, in the first round of the tournament, they were winners over Kingsville, beat the Kingsville Tigers by a score of 79-64. So they'll play in the championship game of the Otterville tournament tomorrow. Rich Pond, head coach of the Smith and Tigers, our guest. Coach, big night for you guys the other night. Three-point win in overtime over a very good Slater team. You get 24 points from Trevor Townland. You get 20 points in the game from Will Tripp. But I guess the big shot was the shot that won the ball game for you. A half-court shot by Eric Colt. Ended up with 12 points in the ball game, but he got the game winner. Sounded like a thrilling way for your kids to end the game the other night.
Yeah, it really was. You know, we struggled kind of throughout the second quarter, and Slater was actually up on his 13 at halftime. Came out in the third quarter and went on a little run and cut it to 6, I believe, and then they pushed it right back to 10 or 11 and it kind of stayed there until there was about 6 minutes to go in the fourth, and Will Tripp hit 2 threes in consecutive possessions to tie it up, and then we kind of just went back and forth after that, and we hit a shot. Andy Tripp, Will's little brother, hit a shot with about 7 seconds, 8 seconds to go to tie it up. And then Slater didn't get a shot off right before the buzzer, and went into overtime. And you know, I don't think either team called a timeout. That was the quickest overtime I think I've ever been part of. We just went back and forth, and I think we scored 18 points in the overtime, and they scored 15. So it was back and forth the whole time. And you know, we had a couple guys hit some big shots. Eric Culp had hit a shot with about 7 seconds to go to put us up 2. And their little guard, Keyshawn White, came down and made a layup. And we had about 3 seconds to inbound the ball, chuck it to half court. And luckily, Eric got a shot off and hit the game winner at the buzzer.
What's your record now on the year?
That brings us to 6-5.
We
struggled a little bit in the early part of the season. Just, you know, it's a new team. Even though I'm starting 3 seniors, you know, I lost several guys off last year's team that really carried us at times. So. We were learning to play without them, I would say, and here in the last, you know, we've won 4 in a row now, you know, starting with a game right before Christmas break. So we're playing pretty well, and, you know, going into this championship game against Lincoln, I think this is the 3rd year in a row we've played them for the title of the Otterville tournament. So both teams have basically different squads this year, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I seem to remember you guys getting off to a slow start. You struggled to the outset, but now 4 straight wins, so you go from 2-5 on the year now to 6-5. So it sounds like some of the kids are really starting to fall into place. Sounds like you maybe turned the corner, I guess, in several aspects as far as your ball club's concerned, and you're seeing the kind of things you want from your team right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've really picked up our defensive intensity, and we're running the floor tons better than we did early. You know, you've seen us play. We like to get up and down at a pretty quick pace. So we were just struggling a little bit, you know, early in the season, just getting that going. We, you know, like I said, new guys in new places, and even the guys that had played last year were playing new positions and, you know, playing more minutes and stuff like that. So it was all different for them, and they've kind of adapted, and we had real good practices over Christmas break, and, you know, we've came out firing. We had, a little struggle against Slater there the other night in the second quarter. We were getting good shots. We were just missing them all and you know, come out after halftime, and we kind of buttoned that up and fought ourselves back into the game and got us a nice win against those guys.
And a first-round win last Friday, knocked off Kingsville by 15, 79-64, so a good way to open the tournament. Did you see the things from your team that you wanted to that first game after the holiday break in the victory over Kingsville last week?
Yeah, absolutely. We played really well in the first half against those guys. I think we were up several at halftime and got a lot of kids in the second half and even in the first half that, you know, a lot of younger kids, a lot of sophomores that haven't got a lot of minutes this year, and you know, got some time there in that game. So hopefully, you know, later in the season when we need a spark, those guys will be able to come in and get that spark for us.
As part of this successful run right now, having won four in a row, is it just a matter of some of these kids getting to play together for extended periods of time and maybe being used to playing with each other? Is that what you're seeing from your kids right now?
Yeah, I'd say that's some of it, and just learning to play together too. You know, I mean, when things got tough last year, we always had, you know, a couple seniors, and one of them being Drew to fall back on, and he could get us a bucket at any time, or Nate Walsh, or you know, Evan Breheim. All them guys last year could score when they got the ball, and this year, you know, at times I think we were kind of hesitant, maybe looking for those guys to come and take it from us, but. You know, these guys have learned now that you know, they can get the job done as well, and they're doing a really good job of doing it.
You talked about defensive intensity, and one of the things I've always been told, when you jump up from one level to the next, whether it be from the junior high level to the senior high level or the JV level to the varsity level, that's the number one thing I've been told is the toughest thing to adapt to, having to play defense at the next level, because the game is so much faster at the next level, and defense is a big part of that. And sometimes it takes kids a while to adapt to the speed of the game and also to adapt to the level of defense that is played in that game at that level. Am I right in saying that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, every level you step up, it gets tougher and harder, and, you know, you take the Slater game, for instance, we gave up 85 points, and, you know, in the second half, I felt we played really good defense, you know. Defense is a hard thing to do in high school basketball. Kids are going to score. It's just, you know, the way referees call the game, they encourage offense. So, you know, I think the days of the lockdown defense, the you know, 28, 25 games for the whole game are kind of a thing of the past. You know, it happens every once in a while, but... You know, kids are just so much more skilled offensively now. It's very difficult to play defense.
Yeah, you think you're playing pretty good defense on Keyshawn White, then when the game's over, he still has 35. So that's kind of deceiving, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, man, he hurt us bad. He had a really good night. You know, we knew going in that he would. But, you know, we just wanted to stay in front and not give him driving lanes. And we did a good job of that at times. It seemed like the big possessions we really needed to stop him, we did a good job of. But, you know, when we were going back and forth, he was doing a lot of the scoring.
You take on Lincoln in the championship game over at Otterville tomorrow. I think that's a 4 o'clock game. I know their jerseys will say Lincoln and your jerseys will say Smithton, but this is a whole different bunch of kids playing for the two teams respectively now, as opposed to the kids that played a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, we played them in the championship last year, and they got us pretty good, you know, and then we ended up getting them later in the year, so... yeah, but like I said, it's two completely different teams. I know they've been having some success. They've got a few younger kids that are going to be really good ball players. I think they're mostly sophomores this year, and you know, they're coming on strong as well. So hopefully we can have a good night and have another good ball game against them, and maybe hit a shot at the end to win it again.
Yeah, I know your style hasn't changed any from last year to this year, even though this is a different group of kids. I'm assuming their style hasn't changed any at all. They're still doing the same thing, only with different kids as opposed to last year.
Yeah, absolutely. They still play hard, and they get up and down and play tough defense and shoot the ball well. So, you know, they had a real tough game the other night against Northwest as well. So, you know, they had to fight to get to the championship game as well. So, you know, both teams are coming off a tough game. So hopefully we both can carry the momentum and have a good game tomorrow night.
And then a conference game against Stover. Stover comes to your place next Tuesday. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Stover's a team that... You know, they're a really senior laden team this year, and everybody knew that this was kind of their year to be a tough team in our conference, and they've done a good job. You know, I think they're playing for third in their tournament tomorrow. So, you know, their team, we played several times in the summer, and we've seen them a lot, so we kind of know what they're going to do, and they know what we're going to do. So, luckily, we got them at home, so hopefully that'll be an advantage for us. So, you know, that'll be a tough game for us.
Smith and Tigers have won 4 straight. They're now 6-5 on the year. They won a big semifinal game the other night in overtime, knocking off Slater 88-85 in overtime. Smithton will play Lincoln at 4 o'clock tomorrow over at Otterville for the championship game, the boys' championship game in the Otterville tournament. Smithton girls also play for a title tomorrow. Or check it, Smithton girls played tonight. How'd they come out, Rich? Do you know?
Yes. I'm actually driving back from over there. They ended up winning by four tonight. I believe it was 52-48 over Otterville.
Okay, so I didn't realize that tournament wound up tonight. So the Smithton girls did win tonight. They beat Otterville apparently by four in the championship games of the girls tournament. Smithton boys are trying to make it a sweep on the weekend. They take on Lincoln. I think that's a 4 o'clock tip tomorrow afternoon over at Otterville. Rich Pond, the head coach of the Smithton Tigers, our guest on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Always good to talk with you, Rich. Thanks for the time. Good luck in the game tomorrow, and we'll talk with you again next week here on Round Ball Wrap-Up, okay?
Sounds good, Greg. Thank you for the coverage.
Appreciate it. You bet.
Living well is important to our health. If you have a medical problem, go to Live Well Community Health Centers in Buckner, Carrollton, Concordia, and Waverly. Whether it's diabetes, wellness, mental health, or even dental care, Live Well Community Health Centers are there for you. If you currently have no insurance, ask about their sliding fee scale. The Live Well Community Health Centers are part of HCC of Rural Missouri. For more information, go to livewellcenters.org, or to contact a clinic near you, call 1-877-344-3572.
Whirlpool equals quality, and Charlie's Appliance Sales and Service in Marshall is your one-stop Whirlpool headquarters. Whether you need a gas or electric range, Charlie's has just the one for you, with options like rapid preheat and steam clean. Time to replace the microwave? Once again, Charlie's has you covered. They carry microwaves for both the countertop and over the countertop. Charlie's also carries several models of dishwashers. Deliveries available, as well as financing with approved credit. Charlie's Sales and Service at 450 West Boyd in Marshall, your Whirlpool headquarters.
When you find someone that specializes in an area you need help, it makes life a lot easier. I'm Teresa Hoy with Community Bank of Marshall. I'm kind of that specialist when it comes to your personal loan needs. I've helped many families over the years when they want to make their home nicer with a home improvement loan, or maybe buy a safer and newer car. But the ones I like to help with the most are unexpected expenses. You hit a bump in life, we can smooth it out. We're your Community Bank of Marshall, and we do community banking the way it was meant to be. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Electricity is the safest form of energy, but even safe energy should never be taken for granted, especially on farms where power lines run across property. Follow the 10-foot rule and stay at least 10 feet away in every direction from power lines, especially when working with farm equipment and machinery. West Central Electric Cooperative of Higginsville are proud to support our local farmers and the local agriculture community.
Meat is the main course at any table, formal dining to picnic tables, so make sure the meat you serve is the freshest available. Hi, I'm Stephanie Jennings with Jennings Premium Meats in New Franklin. Since 1954, our locally owned butcher shop has provided the freshest meat for your tables. Steaks, burgers, brats, smoked ham, or turkey are just a few of the items we carry at our retail location in New Franklin. If you love meat, you'll love Jennings, we guarantee. Find out more at JenningsPremiumMeats.com. We accept credit cards and EBT.
Water damage, smoke damage, mold remediation, or storm damage, Serpro and Columbia, Sedalia, and Marshall is ready to restore the beauty of your home or business when the unexpected happens. Since 1967, the certified staff has restored homes and businesses to pre-loss condition throughout mid-Missouri. Big jobs to small jobs will make the process less stressful. Serpro accepts most insurances and is the most trusted and experienced staff in the area. Available 24 hours a day for emergencies. Call 886-5194 for Serpro, and they'll make it like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Once again, here's Lou Michaels.
Hey, thanks, Larry. The Smithton teams were involved in the Otterville Classic this week. Well, let's stay in the Kaysinger Conference and talk a little Coal Camp basketball. They were playing in the Stover Invitational this week, and the girls won third-place honors tonight, knocking off Tuscumbia 69-52. And a few minutes ago, I had a chance to talk to Coal Camp girls coach Rick Grundin. Joining us now on the Round Ball Wrap-Up is Rick Grundin, the girls coach over at Coal Camp. And, Coach, the Lady Bluebirds played for third place tonight at the Stover Invitational. You took on Tuscumbia, and you come away with a third-place trophy, beating Tuscumbia by a final of 69-52. If you can't win a tournament, it's always good to take two out of three, and that's what you were able to do tonight.
Absolutely. Like I said, you can't win if you want to win two. We were able to go into the third-place game tonight and get a victory. Ended up 17 points, but it was a uphill downhill roller coaster left-right game. We actually started off the game and hit 17-0. Tuscumbia went on a crazy run themselves. At the end of the first quarter, we were hit 19-8. And then all of a sudden, it was 19-17, and we played back and forth there. And we were only ahead at half, 39-33. And then we came out in the second half and had a good third quarter. We put 20 points on the board in the third quarter and held them to 12. So, you know, we were able to stretch out our lead to 14 points after three, and then we kind of cruised into the fourth quarter and escaped with that 17-point win tonight.
And you had some good scoring performances. Laney Williams led you with 26. You got 16 from Cameron Shear, and Jenna Harms chipped in with 12.
Yeah, Laney had a good tournament for us. Twice this week, she was in the mid-20s. Cameron had a good tournament for us also. She was in the mid-teens twice this week. So got some scoring out of her, out of both of them. And Jenna Harms had a real good game tonight. I wouldn't tell you that she had a great scoring output the rest of the tournament, but tonight she was able to get 12 points, some offensive rebounds, and then just a couple of nice little moves around the basket. It actually opened up for our two bigger girls, Cameron and Laney.
You opened up the tournament back on Saturday last week. A pretty easy win for your squad over Green Ridge, 56-13. But then you ran into a pretty good Stoutland team in the second round, and you got beat 51-30.
Yeah, we were able to beat Green Ridge in the first night of the tournament. We did some real good things. They're a young ball club, and they're doing a lot better. They actually won the consolation game tonight, and they're playing really well. Matter of fact, their assistant coach, Brad Hagedorn, said, "Hey, thanks for the wake-up call. It made us decide to play." So, they had a good tournament also after we played them. Then we had Stoutland in the semifinals. Played average first half. We were down 8, came out and tied the ball game in the second half, and truly the wheels kind of fell off. I really think somebody put a lid on our bucket, because all of a sudden we could not put it in the basket. We ended up getting beat by 21 to Stoutland, and Stoutland ended up getting second place tonight. They lost to a very good Holden team in the championship at Stowe tonight.
And you got two big conference games coming up next week, both at your place. Lincoln comes to Cole Camp on Monday night, and then Windsor comes in next Thursday.
Yes, we have two conference games this coming week. We've got Lincoln, that's just a major rivalry game. Lincoln's going to come in, and their record's not going to be very good right now, but honestly right now our record's not very good either. We're sitting at 6-6. Lincoln's going to come in, and it's truly throw the records out, because it's Lincoln versus Cole Camp, and if you're not prepared, they'll come in and knock you off. And then, after that, we have to prepare to get ready for Windsor, which has got a couple good young guards, and, Coach Forrest will always have them ready to play, and Coach Hammond will have Lincoln ready to play. Coach Hammond's won well over 500 basketball games. Come out of retirement to be the varsity girls coach at Lincoln right now, so they'll definitely be ready to play.
Alma Building Supply has everything you need to complete those projects you've been putting off. From hardware to building supplies, you're covered. And now's the time to put in insulation. Whether you want batts or blown-in insulation, they have both and can even install it for you. If you have a job you want done right for the lowest price, then look to Alma Building Supply. Put their 20-plus years of experience to work for you. It wouldn't make any sense to go anywhere else. Alma Building Supply, where service never ends and the customer still comes first.
The financial decisions that you make are some of the most important decisions of your life. The Bank of Odessa is the solution to your banking needs. They are a full-service bank offering home, auto, and personal loans, along with business and agricultural loans. Established in 1880, the Bank of Odessa is Lafayette County's largest bank, offering some of the highest rates around on deposits. You can bank with confidence at the Bank of Odessa with two convenient locations at 301 West Highway 40 and 201 South 2nd in Odessa. The Bank of Odessa, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. AC.
Oh, yeah. It's cold outside, but the hot deals at C&R Markets will warm you up with boneless, skinless chicken breasts, $1.48 a pound. Choice certified Angus beef. Kansas City strip steaks, $5 each. Best choice 24-ounce cottage cheese, $1.48. Select General Mills Ciro's, $1.98. And 3-pound bags of clementines, only $3.88. Check out our mega meat sale all week long featuring certified Angus beef and Smithfield prime pork for the best meat in town. From everyone at C&R Markets, we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Do you need to update your crop insurance? Come see me, Darren Paul at Paul Insurance LLC. We currently service farmers in over 20 counties. We specialize in conventional and organic crop insurance and offer coverage for hay and pasture ground as well as specialty crops. At Paul Insurance LLC, we have experience in whole farm revenue protection as well. Family owned and operated for over 35 years. Paul Insurance LLC, located in Cooper County next to the FSA office. Stop in or give us a call at 660-882-2143.
This is Dr. Sherry Thompson with Katy Trail Community Health in Marshall. Family medicine has always been my passion. Taking care of families is what I love most about being a doctor. At Katy Trail Community Health, we offer complete family medical care for everyone regardless of income. Katy Trail Community Health accepts most insurance, but we also have plans for those families or individuals without insurance. I invite you to call today and make an appointment at 877-733-5824.
Suffering from foot pain? Maybe back pain? Knee or hip problems? Do you have a broken bone or a shoulder that doesn't feel right? We have you covered at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We have 29 physicians providing comprehensive care along 11 subspecialty lines. Come see the specialists who can pinpoint your exact problem at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Call us at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, celebrating 50 years serving Mid-Missouri.
Hi, this is Kathy McGraw from your Marshall Ag Power. Your John Deere equipment is an investment, so it pays to keep it in tip-top shape with regular maintenance and inspections during the off-season. Let Ag Power extend the life of your John Deere large ag equipment, compact utility tractor, residential lawn equipment, or Gator utility vehicle with winter service that will have it ready to run when you are. Log on to agpower.com or visit one of our 6 Ag Power stores today.
We are back once again with Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO, and once again, here's your show host, Lou Michaels.
All right, thanks, Larry. Let's run some scores from tonight. We got the results from the Stover Invitational. It was girls' trophy night. For 7th place, Jamestown beat Lakeway 37-25. Consolation, it was Green Ridge over Stover 43-35. We just heard from Coach Grundon, his Coal Camp Lady Bluebirds knocked off Tuscumbia for 3rd place honors 69-52. And for the championship, it was Holden over Stoutland 72-56. From the Otterville Holiday Classic, also girls trophy night. 7th place, Lincoln over Slater in overtime, 39-36. For consolation, Kingsville beat Northwest to Hughesville, 62-45. In the 3rd place game, Bunston topped Lamont, 58-38. And in the championship game, it was the Smithton Lady Tigers over the host school, Otterville, 52-48. We'll take a break and have more scores right after this. You're listening to Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO.
La Crosse Lumber in Marshall carries Larson Lifestyle doors. Each door has a Duratec finish over a solid core that provides weather resistance. Larson Lifestyle doors also come with a magnetic weather stripping that seals like a fridge to keep it comfy no matter what the weather. With matching handles inside and out, a 10-year warranty protection, and a price tag of only $244, you can't go wrong with Larson Lifestyle doors from La Crosse Lumber. Where military members get a 10% discount. La Crosse Lumber, 152 West Morgan in Marshall. Insulation is available.
This is Dr. Sherry Thompson with Katy Trail Community Health in Marshall. Family medicine has always been my passion. Taking care of families is what I love most about being a doctor. At Katy Trail Community Health, we offer complete family medical care for everyone regardless of income. Katy Trail Community Health accepts most insurance, but we also have plans for those families or individuals without insurance. I invite you to call today and make an appointment at 877-733-5824.
When you buy a used car, how do you know that hasn't been in an accident? experience water damage, or worse, have major engine problems. This is Kyle Weymouth with WK. Here, all pre-owned vehicles less than 10 years old and under 100,000 miles come standard with peace of mind, wrapped up inside a 6-month, 6,000-mile powertrain warranty. And because we sell more vehicles than anyone in West Central Missouri, we get more quality trades, so we don't have to shop the used car auctions. For used car peace of mind, visit WK in Sedalia, Boonville, and at WKFamily.com.
It may be cold outside, but you can stay warm and cozy inside with the help from Derail Commodity Flooring and Furniture. We have the area's largest selection of in-stock carpet, luxury vinyl plank, tile, area rugs, and more. Many brands, styles, and colors. Come take a look. Measurements and estimates are always free. We have a great selection of furniture, too, including dining room sets, sofa sets, and if you need a recliner, this is the place to be. Economy to premium, in stock, and ready to sell. Now is a great time to shop at Derail Commodity Flooring and Furniture with stores in Butler and Fayette, Missouri.
Your vehicle and your choice. You've heard me say it time and time again. I'm John Case, owner of Justin Case Collision. When you're in need of quality collision repair, we can fix the damage no matter who your insurance company is. Locally owned and operated, we also use eco-friendly waterborne paints, just like the manufacturers. All of our customers are important, and you'll get personal service on all jobs, big or small. To find out more about Justin Case Collision, visit jccollision.com or call 886-2600.
It's a new year. Are you tired of your old job? Have you been in sales and you like it, but want to sell something different? How about work for a locally owned and locally run company? Are you ready to make a change? It doesn't cost a thing to find out more about working here at KMMO. We're currently looking to grow our sales staff. We offer more than a competitive wage, along with paid vacation, paid holidays, retirement, and an outstanding health care plan. Stop by our offices on 65 and Marshall or give us a call and find out more. All applications are kept confidential. KMMO is an equal opportunity employer.
Peak Sport and Spine is Missouri's largest provider of outpatient orthopedic physical therapy services. I'm Jamie Case, staff physical therapist. Peak Sport and Spine is ready to meet your physical therapy needs using the latest manual and soft tissue techniques to help you regain your optimum level of function. We see everyone from the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. We also specialize in worker compensation, helping you get back to your job as quickly and safely as possible. So if your physician prescribes physical therapy, choose Peak Sport and Spine. You can see us locally in Sedalia, Fayette, California, and Marshall, or visit us on the web at peaksportspine.com.
Back once again, round ball wrap up on KMMO, and once again, here's Lou Michaels.
Thanks, Larry. Some more scores for you from the New Franklin tournament. Girls, 7th place. Prairie Home beat Westran 43-32. Boys, 7th place. It was Sturgeon over Pilot Grove.